You're watching Flashback Friday with Henrik and Lana, streaming live every Friday.
Spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. Now, by comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Fucking
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in today. Another Friday is upon us, Freya's Day. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday, or maybe you're moving into Saturday if you're down under. Well, Europe is getting close over there, too. It is the 19th of April, which, of course, tomorrow means it's, naughty Austrian painter's birthday, by the way. And they usually do, don't they do some kind of some terrorism on that day? We'll see what happens. I mean, Israel struck Iran there on the Khomeini's birthday, which is on the 19th, I believe, of April. But we'll see what they do. What do you think, Lona? Bombs away?
It's just interesting because it happens to be that tomorrow is the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So it's like a new cycle that this happens, every 14 years. But it hasn't been in the house of Taurus since 80 years ago, which was 1944, which was when we went into World War II, which is when D-Day happened.
Interesting. Wait, 40 what?
1944.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
1941.
No, 41? Was it? Okay, well, so right. 1944. But it was around the time that we were World War II. I think it's 1944.
Almost
pretty
Pearl
sure
Harbor.
It's 1944. My 3 years off.
That's 41.
Regardless, it's around
that. It's about that time. It's fine, whatever. Yeah, attack on Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941.
Pearl Harbor.
But of course, that was, what, 40? That would be the like D-Day. The push into like Germany at that point. I'm not sure what, yeah, D-Day.
That's right.
Year
so
was
that? That's 44. 42, that's 44, 43? I think so.
Was it?
Yes. D-Day operation, June 6th, 1944.
Okay.
So there
What's
you
our
go.
D-Day then?
So that means we could be looking at, if we're looking at,
well,
you know,
it's because there's totally not war ramping up right now.
Exactly.
By the way, but anyway.
Happened to be 80 years ago. With the same
years.
Conjunction.
Yes, when they killed a bunch of Germans.
There's a lot of truth to that.
And then they blamed it on Germany. Fascinating how that works. All right. Anyway, we got a couple of housekeeping things here, and then we're going to bring on our guest here today as well, joining us, sitting in today. I just want to say thank you to Svantuvit over on Odyssey. I just saw your super chats last Wednesday for the No Go Zone stream, and I missed it. So I just want to say thank you so much for your generous donation. Super chat, I appreciate it, sir. It was for our baby fund.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
We
need it.
Indeed, thank you. And so we also had. So I'm not sure if this is an issue or not, but I saw again last stream. I think it's probably just temporary on X. But if you do have issues, if you're in another country, and of course we mentioned that because you might, if it's an issue, you might not see it if you try to watch over there. But if you tune in later in the archives, you know what's up. Obviously, we stream to Odyssey, Rumble. You can watch on Telegram. You can watch on our websites, redice.tv. You can watch on redicemembers.com if you're a member. Did I say Telegram? What else is it? I think that's it. So if X or Twitter doesn't work because with someone like doing screenshots, like broadcast is Germany not available
and Australia,
in your location.
Netherlands, there was a few countries I saw pop up.
Okay, yeah. So maybe it was just temporary, but you never know. So if that's some some shit that got going on running there, just watch on some of the other platforms that we got to. What was the other one here? That account doesn't even exist. What happened to that? Okay, they deleted that. Anyway, so let me see. Okay. He deleted that. But whatever. He said, was it a couple of other people said, I can't watch it. Odyssey, though, good to go, it looks like, which is surprising. Remember we talked about, are they going to be selling to somebody? Are they going to go under? Is it going to disappear? We heard nothing. And then all of a sudden, like a week ago or something, or like 5 days ago, they just started tweeting again. They're back on. They're just like, talk about their free speech platform, blah, blah, blah. And it was one comment down here. Sounds great, but wasn't Odyssey being sold? And they say, we bought ourselves.
Whatever works. However you can make that happen.
Didn't Odyssey get bought out by ourselves? They said. So anyway, so that's three, four days ago. So that's good news.
That is good because I don't know if you mentioned on your last show.
I did not.
Rumble?
I don't want to mention it yet. Let's stay calm here.
We'll stay calm.
We got to do a test. One more time. And confirm. I think three. If it's three times in a row, I think we got it locked in. So we'll mention that later on. Okay. All right. Anyway, so let's bring on our guest host here today. Nick from Night Nation Review joins us.
Welcome,
thank
Nick.
You for being here.
Sir. Hello. Hey. Hello. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet.
I appreciate
it.
How long have you been doing
Night Nation Review? A couple of years? 2 years?
I'm going on 3 years.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Nice. Yeah. Congrats.
Newbie compared to you guys. How long have you guys been going? You guys have been going for like, what, 15 years?
I mean, the radio, the podcast.
2006?
Doing like wow. Video streams. That's like 2016, really, we started with that, right?
Yeah.
In that way, anyway. We did like a couple of interviews, I guess, here and there, video. But like, yeah, we were like early days on the podcast front. And then we're like, we didn't adopt video right away. But then it's like, okay, look, we got to do video.
We're like, let's do Red Eyes TV. Yeah. I was writing the text for him for his podcasts and helping out
in the early days. That's right.
Then you forced me to do a show in 2012.
Forced you. Yeah, I had just knife point.
That's what the journalists believe anyway.
Because we can't have guns
anyway.
In Sweden. But yeah, exactly. You can't defend yourself, you know, in that way. If you're being shot in the face, you can have take out a blunt object maybe and defend yourself. all right. Anyway, so we do have some stuff here to cover today. Little random stuff, but it is still a lot on the migrant refugee shit that's going down, to be honest. That's some of the stuff we're gonna get into here, but I saw it quickly, the Gray Zone piece. I gotta show this because this is funny, and you remember this, Lana, too. There's other people being placed on this most dangerous individuals and groups list.
What a joke.
And
you're in good company. There's a lot of good people on
Kit
that
Klarenberg. I'm not sure, is he a Jewish writer? I'm not sure if he is, but the Gay Zone, I'm sorry, I mean, Gray Zone. They do actually very good work on like Israel and, you know, Zionism and things like that. So occasionally like some tech stuff they can expose. I think they've done stuff on like Epstein and things like that. Otherwise, they're mostly like kind of leftist on most other issues as far as I understand it. But I guess it wasn't good enough, right? So if you talk enough bad stuff about Israel, you end up on the naughty list. And Lana, a flashback here for us then. It came out, we were banned from Facebook, permaban, right, 2019?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a month after YouTube or something like that. I forget what it was. And then in 2021, another outlet, Intercept, kind of the same thing. They're good on like tech stuff, some censorship, like government repression, Israel, Zionism stuff they're good on. But then they're like shit libs on some other stuff. But The Intercept anyway, Glenn Greenwald's old publication, they got a hold of that list, right? The whole full list of all the dangerous individuals and groups, and for those who didn't see it, we're in really good company there with Heinrich Himmler and Hermann Göring.
I mean, I can't believe how many dead guys are on this list.
They're very dangerous, though.
There were so many deceased people. I'm like, how are they on this list as like a threat to Meta today? You know, it's amazing. I don't remember who I was next to, but were they alive at least?
Maybe they're gonna make ghost accounts, like real ghost accounts.
They're planning on bringing them back as AI, all these historical characters. And if they do, they can't have a Facebook account, you know, because it's all bots over there anyway on Facebook now, right? It was like someone showed the screenshot. It was like these just AI-generated images, and all the boomers are like, love this. Oh, this is so sweet. Great. It's like a puppy.
Sucker.
You know, like a baby feeding a puppy or something, like all AI-generated. It's like no genuine, actual, authentic content left over there. So
yeah.
Anyway, Klit Klarenberg, welcome to good company here, together with the bad Nazis, I guess.
I wonder what the dangerous institutions or groups is. I was thrown off in 2020, I think, just before the election, for my association with the propertarians back in the day. They just threw me right off for that. No discussion.
That's what they do, right? Isn't it the usual suspect? It's like I would assume it would be like, you know, Patriot Front or like Nordic Resistance Movement or, you know.
Propertarians. you got to look out for them.
Yeah. Libertarian extras, you know. It's very silly. It's very silly.
The dangerous philosophy of proprietarianism, yes.
Right.
some libertarians are there. Are they still? They're on there mostly, aren't
they? They're all liberals now, right?
but yeah, basically.
Probably.
Yeah, I think
probably,
so,
yeah.
To be honest.
I think that was kind of the idea, was to try to save it and try to give it some ethno-nat kind of spin, give it a little bit of seriousness. And it didn't work. It didn't work.
I remember those conversations with libertarians or like the ANCAP crowd or whatever. Like, this isn't going to work in a multicultural society. Libertarianism is like a white people idea. Like, that's the only way any kind of anarchist system could work. Yeah, but that didn't stick with a lot of them, unfortunately.
What was that? Right. I saw the reply. It was Anomaly did a good tweet, right? He talked about why is it that Vermont, which is so white and liberal, is still one of the safest? Because I thought the Democrat cities, the blue cities are all, you know, I mean, that's the reason, right? It's just, that's what makes it dangerous. And then, you know, the reply from the redheaded libertarian was, oh, they have guns. That's why it's so safe. close, you know. No, they're very white. That's one of the reasons, right? All right. Now, I did want to just mention the Swedish stuff, but do you want to take a couple of those?
Sure, Bill Biz. There? Happy Friday. Beautiful day here in Bainbridge Island. Heard it was also great in CDA. It is.
It's
actually sunny and beautiful and nice. Thank you very much. Cuckfree Zone, happy Austrian mustache having painter's day.
Yes. It's
yes.
We're early celebrators here today.
And another Cuckfree Zone, happy Friday. Thank you for your continued work. Hail victory. Thank you,
Cuck Freestone. Appreciate that.
And I got one more over on Rumble AIM 316. Happy Friday, guys. Thank you so much. Can't wait until the new merch comes out. I'll definitely be wearing it around town. Keep up the great work. I'm happy to be able to support you guys. I got an order, guys.
Much. Yep.
I'm getting it made.
Got an order. Baseball bats. We got some mugs. We're going to get some t-shirts.
I thought you said baseball bats.
Baseball caps, right? Baseball. Well,
maybe
that's
baseball
not a
bats.
Here we go. Let's go. Baseball bats. Yeah. Can we get some sales on that?
Apocalypse gear. Red Ice branded.
Yeah. Oh, geez. That's funny, though. Bioweapons? Can we do it? How about that? Genetic-specific bioweapons. With a red eye thing. Now, this is dangerous territory here. Now Facebook is going to get even angrier. Okay. Anyway, let me see here. Oh, well, I wanted to mention real quick, because, of course, we do have the craziness in Sweden continuing. We had more people getting shot and stabbed by this way in Sweden. So the government have responded here strongly by actually lowering the age in Sweden at which children may change their gender. Sweden has lowered the age permitting citizens to identify as different sex to 16 years old, which is just like, this was like the big thing. At a bunch of trannies celebrating over in Sweden. They're like so happy, rubbing it in these conservatives' faces here. And it's incredibly, I mean, it's disheartening to see this, absolutely. But just the fact that we've had like this like a conveyor belt of violence now for like months on. I mean, it's been for a long time, but it's like the uptick has been for months on end. And then this is what like the politicians respond to, or this is what they wheel out as some kind of excuse, I guess, to like deal with what issues. And it's pretty much this, right? Moderate parties basically are conservative party, right? It would be. And moderate, of course, kind of means, you know, in the middle of the road, right? Not even like we don't even have a proper, you know, right-wing party. Sweden Democrats would be closest, obviously. But even they are like, they're more like the Social Democrats were like in the, you know, 50s and 60s, you know, especially financially and stuff like that, or the economic front. But this is basically what happens when you go and join the moderate party.
No sé qué pasó. Might accidentally trip and become a tranny.
That's right, exactly. Just whoops, what happened?
Wow. Wow.
That's a good commercial there for the moderate party. So that's how they respond to the whole thing. Yeah. So you had a, this is Swedish police. First, I thought it was Swedish police shot. Like, oh, a cop was shot, right? But no, they shoot and arrest a man after three women have been attacked. The women, aged between 65 and 80, were found injured outdoors and taken to hospital, police said on their website. Police arrested a man. I wonder what that could be. In the vicinity of the crime scene, in connection with his arrest, a situation arose and a police officer fired their weapon. The
statement situation,
yes, huh? They're always so nebulous. You know, like, what's going on? Who's the perpetrator? Where are they now? Anyway, the guy was armed with a knife at the time of his arrest. Two of the three women were in serious condition, but stable, while the perpetrator was shot in the leg. Oh, why? Why in the leg? You had the chance. Why not the face?
Much
Come
cheaper.
On, vengeance
Much
for cheaper. Mikkel right away. You know it's a migrant. The chances are like, you know, I haven't seen it, but I'm like 99% sure that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and going for 65 to 80-year-olds, yeah, chances are high.
Have you guys noticed this spate of knife attacks now? They've really been wheeling into that recently. There was the ones in Australia, too. There was two in a row back-to-back. One, I think, in a, I believe it was a concert or something, and then in a church.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has ramped up.
It's interesting. I mean, people were asking questions, right? Oh, as Israel's ramping up, now there's Muslim stabbers back. But it's always kind of, it's always like that, though. I don't think you have to micromanage these Muslims. I mean, a lot of the, you know, from the Barbara Spectors to the David Schwartz to all the Jewish NGOs to the Israelites to Hayas, all the groups are doing all this stuff and primarily and disproportionately are lobbying for opening our borders and letting all these people in. They kind of know in a way, I think, that all you have to do is just like release them in our environment and they will do what they're meant to do kind of thing.
You know yep. I mean? It's their nature.
I don't think they have to mind control it, you know, to have someone stab a white person in Europe or America. You know what I mean? So anyway. All right. So anyway, so that's the, I guess, the Sweden situation there a little bit, which is just, I haven't looked in too much in the gender law. I just saw it in passing and it's just so, God, it's just so insane. And it's like, oh, 16. What will it be next time? 14, 15, and then 12. And then, you know what I mean? I thought that they were better at this stuff. They had Sweden had stopped, with, together with a few other European countries, putting kids immediately on like hormone blockers and some of these like, you know, transition medications and stuff like that, because they were worried that it was like, okay, this is obviously a problem, and now they do stuff like that. So again, this is our conservative government with Sweden Democrats in there doing this kind of stuff.
They're also the ones who wanted to ban the bonfire for Walpurgis Night, right? Your conservative government.
Well, yeah, so the EU was blamed first on that, which makes sense, because you're like, hey, it was an EU law. The Swedish media said it was EU doing it, but then it turns out, yeah, the Free Times, the kind of independent paper, they did an investigation on it, this outlet here. And they were like, oh, it turns out, no, it was actually Sweden's conservative government that promoted this law or proposed this law. And so it had nothing to do with the EU. They just they had some like, oh, you could do that if you want to, but it was not a law. They didn't tell the member states to do these things. So, yeah, so they're, you know, lowering the age for like sex changes, sterilization of kids, right, chopping off their genitals. And they're banning, you know, Swedish culture by banning these, you know, May Walpurgis Night bonfires. Great stuff.
Well, speaking of fire, let's talk about the anti-fascist who lit himself on fire. Sorry, am I laughing? Am I smiling?
Well, is this good news? Isn't so this good news?
This was captured. There was a CNN broadcast, right? They were covering the Trump trial in New York. And then it's like, oh, at first they think it's an active shooter. I don't know where they got that. But no, it's a guy who set himself on fire. We could play the clip.
Graphic warning, I guess. Okay, we'll see what happens here.
It's not that bad.
Not that bad.
An active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is he has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm
and person
around his body and person. All right.
I know you might say weird things live on the spot, but that, you know.
A little redundant.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's a trend, though, you know. Maybe this is going to become fashionable, guys.
Oh, I think we have. I'm totally okay with that.
Yes, the leftists have their
total flames.
Their agenda set out for them.
It's happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There's a man racing to his aid. There's coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present, being put on this man.
Look at the bodyguard behind her.
People are climbing over barricades to try to.
Is that a bodyguard
or something? To put out the, flame the one behind us,
the
CNN.
That's the co-host right there.
The other guy in the CNN.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah.
We can smell the air.
He's the guy who's looking if there are any small kids around that he can give to the hosts later.
Accelerant to put that fire. I smell an actual fire extinguisher having been displayed. I see a person whose body appears to be on the ground, being surrounded by officers. I have multiple officers. I count about a dozen officers on the scene. The fire is still burning. It's now in multiple locations. It continues to blaze. We right now have officers removing their coats, trying to surround this person to engulf their body to prevent them from further going into flames. You can smell, I'm sitting here with Evan Perez.
There we go.
You can smell burning flesh. You can smell an accelerant. The flames are continuing to engulf his person. I hear shouts that are coming from across the courtyard. I have people, multiple people running over. Another fire extinguisher being brought out.
Isn't that anti-Semitic, though? Are they allowed to use that still?
A portion of his body is still engulfed in flames. A yellow smoke is billowing from on top of his person as it is engulfed.
His person.
His person. They're putting out a holocaust, a burnt offering.
Continuing to move. Now the officers are not visible through the gulf and the cloud of smoke that is happening. This man or this person, we're unable to identify the gender.
All right, okay, I've had enough of her. Holy smokes.
Man, she's just going.
Holy fire.
I saw people like, oh my God, this was incredible live.
Reporting.
In action,
I
reporting.
See a person and a fire extinguisher, and I'm smelling propellant.
Okay, here's some other vantage
some
points.
Okay, all right. So
I think there's a video there.
Jeez. Okay, well, all right.
There's a video. Let's watch it.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Graphic warning. Oh, that looks...
Oof. Crispy.
That's rough. Okay, that was it.
Did he die?
Is that feet up in the air?
Yeah, he's like up and twitching or something.
Like contortion, basically, or something. Yes. Twitching. Yeah, it was. I wonder how I did, because people had questions about Bushnell, right? The fact that he managed to scream for such a long time. People are talking about the level of like oxygen. The fact that like if you have fire, you can't like if you breathe that in. First of all, you breathe in the fire, right? But you can't like get any oxygen because the flames would take up everything. So people are like, what's going on? Is it fake and all that stuff? So I don't
maybe
know.
It's one
I'm
of
sure
those weird
real,
like
but.
Superhuman things that kicks in, you know, the adrenaline does something different to the body. I don't know. I don't plan on ever setting myself on fire, and I don't know anyone who has. So
taking notes. Leftists, I think, though, could. So what did you explain, Lana, what the like
turns out
the reason here?
If you go, I know Keith had a post there. Pull up the first one there. My name is Max Azzarello. He says, I have set myself on fire outside the Trump trial. I'm an investigative researcher who has set himself on fire outside of the Trump trial in Manhattan. Extreme act of protest is to draw attention to an urgent and important discovery. We are victims of a totalitarian con, and our own government, along with many of their allies, is about to hit us with an apocalyptic fascist world coup.
If only. If only.
So he's worried about fascism. He thinks Trump is a fascist. Our government in control is fascism, because only... Yeah, because only with fascism do we get corruption and greed and war, right? Yeah, he was a Bernie bro, and then he had some book where it was quoting, you know, Adolf Hitler on fascism, and as people pointed out, actually, that was a quote Hitler was making talking about Jews.
Are you telling me they misappropriated something that big bad H-man said? Wow, I can't believe it.
And we could show a couple clips of this guy.
Eat the
Tell
rich.
Me what you guys think about
burn,
it.
Burn the left. Maybe that's a better. Bernie Sanders. But the left is on
Bernie
fire.
Bernie is rich, dude.
Was this the one for... Oh, this is just the book here, right? As you said. Was this his book? Was that right? Understanding? Or his writing?
It just looks like some different quotes and things. I'm not sure whose book it is.
Okay.
A book he was reading. Maybe posted something on it. But there's some video of him. I mean,
he
the
looks
guy looks...
stable. That's a stable... Yeah. Stable...
Totally sane.
Kind of demeanor here. Like, okay, let's see.
Hey, want to learn the biggest secret in the world? In March 2023, sketchy billionaire Peter Thiel started a bank run I did 1,500 hours of research, and I learned all their rotten secrets.
Yeah, because Peter Thiel's the worst one.
Cryptocurrency is history's first planetary multi-trillion dollar Ponzi scheme. That's an economic doomsday device. Mm-hmm. And when that Ponzi goes insolvent, as all Ponzis must, we'll get the worst economic collapse in world history.
Well, he's not wrong there.
Every powerful person you can think of is in on it. Want to know why everything gets worse and more expensive? That's because we live in a secret kleptocracy. That's when the government gets...
Yeah, but they're not fascists, okay, yeah. Bro?
I know.
See, I got that wrong.
These people, they're like a testament to the horseshoe theory idea, right? They've gone so far left with this thinking that, like, they've just conceptualized everything back onto itself. To them, the like neo-Bolshevik thing is fascism for somebody.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
The opposite, right?
Exactly.
It's incredible. Yeah, they're now they're banning and censoring. Yeah, who's doing that, bro? It's your guy. It's your guys doing that. Like, what's going on? Did you watch the whole thing, Lana? Is it worth it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's only
okay. All right.
30 seconds left.
A con artist whose only job is to steal from the public.
He kind of looks like, does he? Because I know we're going to talk about it later. He kind of looks like Liv Schreiber, doesn't he? That's that same
a
face,
bit.
Right?
Yeah. Semi-crooked. Yeah.
Hope you know.
A lot of this anti-fascists have a kind of crooked face.
Asymmetry? Is that what it is?
News. Yeah. Because now that the public knows about the secret kleptocracy, they get to abolish their criminal government. Follow for more, or read this booklet, and you will bend history.
But it's mirrored.
Yeah, I can't see.
It's the title.
That must have been the booklet then, the picture.
I thought, though, even if you am I wrong on this? But even if you switch your cell phone camera view to look at you, the video of it isn't actually reversed. Am I correct? Right, the video you can
say upload, that again.
If you shoot a selfie, right, so that you can see on the screen, right, with the camera pointing towards you, so you can actually see, like, get the view. It's not mirrored when the video is recorded. It's not going to be like the other wrong way around. Am I right? Anyway, I don't know. But this has nothing to do with anything. But I'm saying, well, why is it always? I see this all the time. It's mirrored and turned around. Like, what is this? What's going on? Anyway, I guess it's like his brain. It's upside down, inside out. All right. Well, what a great loss.
And let's play one more video. Mm-hmm. One more video of him singing about wanting to start a revolution. Someone says in the comments, oof, homosexual. I am possibly.
He seems like a Bernie bro that found QAnon. Like that, it's like this horrible marriage, you know?
That's true. Yeah, that is true. Maybe some like old school kind of conspiracy stuff, you know, which is not necessarily bad. I'm not saying that. But if you like, if you misattribute to who's behind it, then it can like misfire significantly.
Fire.
Yeah.
Start a fucking revolution. Start a fucking revolution. Start a fucking revolution. You've got nothing to lose.
Well, what do you guys think? Is he going to start a revolution by setting himself on fire?
I mean, immolation is a nice trend if it's directed to the right people.
Yeah, I'm not going to cry if an anti-fascist wants to set themselves on fire.
As long as it's their choice, we're not going to stop them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if that's what they want to do, all right, okay, that might be it. I mean, people like, you know, Bush, I don't even remember his first name. Was it Aaron Bushnell? What was it again? People are like, we will remember you forever.
Oh, God,
and it's like two
so
months
annoying.
Later, it's like, no, it's just, no. What?
Yeah, what was his name again?
Bushnell. The Burning Bush.
Hey, Rumble over at, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, it makes me wonder, who does he think we're going to be having a revolution against? Like, who are these kleptocrats? Like, what are their names? You know, what do they share in common?
Exactly.
It's a little bit strange.
Yeah, because he won't, like, you're going to criticize, I don't know.
He thinks it's Trump. It's Trump's buddies. Well, who are some of Trump's buddies? That is a certain identifiable group.
Kushner. I can't remember all of them now. Who was it? The Treasury Secretary under Trump? What's his name? Mnuchin, right? These people, right? Because he's talking about economics and money and, you know, how they're rigging the financial system. Yeah, well, that's...
But
that's,
they are, but it's about more than just money for these maniacs.
Of course.
It's ideological, as we know, because they're already so incredibly rich.
Money's just a means to inflict the pain you want, right?
Over on Rumble, Paladin YYZ, thank you so much, says, love, great guest, huge NNR fan. Look at you guys with the happy family backdrops. I still remember the purple sci-fi ecstasy disco bunker days before Facebook named you as a dangerous couple.
Nice. All right. Purple Sci-Fi X's in Disco Bunker days. That's yeah, we're all reminisce about those days, man.
Tomcat Smith, 1975. Thank you so much. He says for the Palmgren Baby Fund. Thank you.
That's very nice of you. Thank you. Yeah, I do. I need to. I'm going to tally that up as well, so we have an actual, correct number on that too. Okay, so let me see here. Gap one, Lycan. You see that one? Entropy. You want to take
miss it? You can take it.
Okay. Lycan Warrior says, just a few decades ago, the Japanese excluded even their genetic cousins, like the Chinese and Koreans, from social acceptance. So their recent immigration policy is a huge departure for an extremely homogenous society. That's correct. Myanmar, not Afghanistan. What was the other country? Afghanistan or Pakistan or something that they were talking about.
Yeah.
They're going to begin with some like Southeast Asian countries or whatever, but even that, it's going to just balloon outward or whatever you call it, like concentric circles, you know, just go outward and they're just going to gobble in more different people. So what's funny about this, the whole demographic thing, obviously, because you're referencing the fact that Japan now is like opening their borders and, oh, we need whatever, 6 million workers by whatever it was, 2040 or something like that. Like, look, you have a lot of population ballooning still in many third world countries and stuff like that, but many countries are declining faster even than Western countries are in their population numbers. You might have that, you know, boom for like another 10, maybe 20 years. It's a question whether they go on to produce kids, those that are, you know, plentiful now. But for the most part, it almost looks like Western countries, I hope anyway at some point, if we can weed out the mutants, I think Western countries will like stabilize population-wise.
These other countries, you know how it is, the more liberal you get, the less kids they're having, right? Whereas in a lot of white countries, it's people are getting tired of liberalism and it's swinging the other way. And we're seeing, you know, baby boom amongst the conservatives.
We've leaned into the R-Select thing too hard so that we're not having any children at all almost as a population. And these like African and third world countries, they've gone fully into the R-Select thing and they're just ballooning because they're getting all this aid and assistance. And yeah, that's going to be weird. Asia's having problems too, I guess.
Tremendous
China
problems.
And yeah, China.
Korea is like, you know, Korea. Like abysmal birth rates. Again, it's this idea, though. I mean, many people have pointed out, and we've done it too when this comes up. Like, you guys saw Andrew Tate. Oh, white man, you're dying out. You're not having a blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not meant to be.
And he's all crass about it, like putting white guys down.
Well, it's
like,
demoralization.
You can't get girls. You can't fuck as many as I do with all my cam whore business and all that, you know.
Yeah, the mulatto
pimp. Can't stand that guy.
Is that right again? Ugh. Yeah. Yep. But it's like, it's also not meant to be this, like, we're not like a line that's indefinitely or just meant to go up and up and up. Like, it doesn't work like that. Nothing works like that, you know?
Cyclical.
Yeah, it's the ebb and flow. You get a little less people. And again, we talk about it all the time, but that's actually good. That's what you want. You want the real estate market to free up a little bit. You get more. There's competition over workers, which means that businesses actually have to offer more money to attract those workers. It means wages actually go up. There's all these positive other repercussions from it. But these GDP enthusiasts are just like, no, continued growth now. And in the process, they're literally destroying our entire civilization just for the sake of like keeping this going for another 10, 20 years by importing like more meat from the third world. And this is, that's not going to be sustainable in, you know, 10, 20 years.
And it's not getting cheaper. It's just more and more expensive. It's getting harder and harder to own a home or own some land or even buy, you know, all the groceries you want.
The GDP enthusiasts, they do it to fuel the ever-perpetual growth capitalism, but I don't even know how this really works because a lot of these populations they're importing, I mean, it's like 75 IQ-type populations. Canada's getting tons of Indian people. That's like 77 average IQ. What are you going to do with them in a technological world? Like, what are they going to do? Like, it doesn't make sense.
No.
It just seems a replacement agenda, and I can't see anything else for it.
And now we have AI, automation, all these things are basically going to nullify a lot of this, like, grunt work anyway. Oh, who's going to pick your strawberries?
And like, Japan's high tech. I've been there. I lived there for 3 months in Kyoto. I think that they could find solutions with the automation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get random Yoko on. I had her on. God, it was like 7 years ago.
Again.
I had her
name.
On 7 years ago already, but I'll get her back on to talk about what's happening in Japan.
Yeah, because they're, it's about that they don't want to have a country to look at, right, as an example. Because it would be a very interesting study, like how do they deal with this? Because, again, they're high IQ. I'm sure they're smart. They could figure this out somehow. You know what I mean? Yes, it's a problem if you have, like, all these people dependent on, you know, government assistance and stuff like that. But there's other ways. There's always a way. You can find a way, you know. Yep. All right.
Absolutely.
This one is here. So speaking of the type of people here we're importing, right?
Oh.
Here is good stuff. Where is it? No thanks. Didn't they have a no thanks here? I'm sorry.
Paladin YYZ, thank you so much. A secret kleptocracy. Is there another one in addition to the super obvious in-your-face one? Wow, amazing.
Yeah, exactly. There's a hidden one. It's a 40 chess. Oh, it's a secret Nazi takeover here somehow. There it is. Okay, I pull it up on Archive. Here we go. Check this out. And this is, now keep in mind, right?
Oh, my.
Alejandro Mayorkas, right? The Latino-Cuban Jew, right? Who's like appointed by DHS. He's a former board member at Hias. He's, you know, the architect essentially of the at least the last what 3-4 years then of the invasion into the U.S. Now they're letting the Laken Riley, right, was a big case, was a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, something like that. The guy who killed her, he was released over lack of detention space. I mean, you can't get any more in your face. Like, if you kill white people, we'll reward you. That's really what this feels like, right? Homeland Security released the illegal immigrant accused of killing Laken Riley into the U.S. because it lacked the detention space, according to his confidential immigration file. Josh Hawley, good for him, read parts of the file onto the record at Senate hearing Thursday. Jose Ibarra, the man charged with slaying Riley, was released under Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' power of parole, which is supposed to be used in limited cases and only when there is an urgent humanitarian need or significant benefit to the public. Well, again, if you want to kill white people, that's a benefit to the public right there. Huh? Mr. Hawley said, lack of detention space doesn't meet either of those standards, so Mayorkas broke the law in releasing the suspected killer. Now, we all know that the reason he was paroled into this country is because the lack of detention capacity, which you and I both know is not a valid reason, Hawley had said. According to the file that Hawley read, Mr. Ibarra entered the U.S. on September 8th, 2022, was quickly released on parole. Anyway, do we need to go on here? But yeah, so he breaks the law, they're letting him out, and now where is he going to go now? I just let them out again.
I mean, hopefully this they can is kill more. Migrant privilege, brown privilege right here. Meanwhile, what? We see white protesters and people who post memes jailed, right?
Yeah.
For 10, 20 years?
What insane. A message to send to us, right? Not only are they going to force us to endure this invasion, but then when they actually import someone who actually murders one of our people, then they get arrested, but oh no, we won't even imprison them. We won't even imprison them because oh no, we don't have space. That is a message to us that we're all vulnerable. We can't do anything about it. If we're going to do anything about it ourselves, well, we get buried under the prison.
Yeah, exactly. It's insane. No, again, it's like a reward. It's the same thing with, like, remember the judge, forget what, where was it, Illinois or something? Oh, it's actually constitutional to let illegal aliens arm themselves now. And oh, also, we have all these squatter rights in many states in the U.S. so that you can just, the illegal migrants just come in and like take Americans' homes, you know, kind of thing. It's just like, it's everything that they can possibly do in order to like incentivize these people, not only to be here, but to break the law, to kill people, to steal people's property. This is just a total collapse of the entire system. This is by design.
And come on, lack of detention space. I'm not buying that.
No, of course.
You're telling me there wasn't room for this one, you know, pig somewhere? I mean, come on.
What are they going to do? Like, I mean, they should, I mean, obviously they should deport him, right? But it's like, don't let him sit in a U.S. Let's not even have U.S. taxpayers paying for this scum. You know what I mean? This savage. Just send them back. Or, I don't know, just punish them in the right way. I'm not going to say it here. I'm not going to Fed post here. But, you know what I'm talking about here, though. Like, deal with the problem accordingly. If his family is here, if he has anyone related here, send them back too as a means of like showing some force, showing some pushback against this. Or it will just continue, right?
They did that in Russia. There was a migrant family, and the kid they had a monument that was an eternal flame that was burning, and the migrant kids run up and pour snow on it and put out this flame that's been burning since like World War II. The Russian state was having none of it, so they said, all right, you're all out. And they deported the entire family.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Nice.
You know, that sends a message, doesn't it?
Like,
that, it's clear. We're not going to tolerate this crap, and we need more of that, especially with this. This is absurd.
Yeah.
They can't push out a white-collar criminal to make room for an absolute murderer of children. I mean, come on.
It's insane. I mean, I do have that kind of. It's very interesting because I do admit that as all of this craziness kind of unfolds, it is lighting a, you know, not back to the other guy now, but like lighting a fire inside of our people, right? It's a lot of anger. I'm seeing a lot of people they're just done with it. You know what I mean? And you do have that kind of, I'm not saying that I want this to be prolonged. I haven't, how do we solve it? I'm not sure. But I'm also fearful of this. Let's just kind of deport the worst, the bad ones, so that multiculturalism finally can work. I don't want that either. You know
what
I mean?
Well, you don't have to worry about that because there's a lot of bad ones.
No, I know.
And they don't all get caught in jail.
I know.
The bad ones just keep coming and they keep reproducing. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to
I'm not going to run out of those.
Self-deprecating or like, you know, trick myself over this here. But I'm just saying it's like we need to make sure that our people understand that it's like, okay, you know, this country is for us now. We don't want some like, oh, perfectly smoothly run multi, you know, cultural civilization here. I don't think it's going to work, but all right. Anyway, let me, should we play this one? Did you see this one yet? The Seattle shooting?
I did, yeah.
Should we play this one? Is it worth playing?
Yeah.
It's black culture, I guess. I don't know.
Just right. Another random shooting.
By teens. Maskless party goers.
Teenagers. Yeah, it was someone. I guess it was like they knew each other apparently, but like this is how they take care of problems. They just this girl just shoots this other. I think she was like half black, the friend or something like that. But yeah, this is Seattle, Washington. Now I we don't have to play it because it's just like pointless. But yeah, this is how they deal with issues. They just shoot each other. Is this in? This is the. I think this is UK. Check this one out. This is one of those incredible cases too. You can't make this up, right? Failed asylum seeker whose deportation was blocked by a do-gooder cabin crew pleads guilty to raping 15-year-old girl. And he literally had a campaign where he stood outside in order to get his detention to be stopped with a sign on that said, "Migrants are not criminals."
It's like, dude, are you really wanted to take that risk? Like, thinking you're not going to get found out?
A failed asylum seeker whose deportation was blocked when a do-gooder cabin crew, and I think, what was it, like Air France or something? Yeah, Air France, of all places. Yeah. They refused
to fly
him home.
God.
Has pleaded guilty to raping a 15-year-old. Ansiet Mayela, 40, who once campaigned outside a detention center holding a sign stating migrants are not criminals, could face life in jail after admitting the attack on the teenager. I don't mean to laugh, but again... life in jail? No. Like, no, let's not, okay? Shall we? Just send them back home. There's
cheaper ways.
Sending them back home is too lenient, obviously. Well, my point is, if they do decide that it's just like just jail, well, then he needs to be in jail in the country where he came from, at least. And you need to rot away in that jail, not in our jails, you know? Where are all our thought criminals going to go? Huh? We gotta jail the people that put up stickers. Am I right? We don't have room. All right. Anyway, we don't have to. You know, there's nothing else.
And
to
you know,
it's
probably
that.
A white woman stewardess who's like, "I'm not going to fly him back. Oh, migrants are people." Now he turns out he's a rapist.
Is it? Do you remember that? Was that the Swedish girl who was viral a few years ago? She was crying on a plane. Remember that?
Mm.
This. It's always that. It's like they think this is some like. This is their, I think Millennial Woe said it best. He said they think this is some big, brown, cuddly teddy bear of theirs. It's like rescuing a dog or something that's been abandoned to them. You know what I mean? They should just, look, maybe there's some men on that cabin crew or whatever, but chances are probably pretty slim. And we have some other stories that allude to this later. But like, a lot of these women just need to have kids and have families so they stop worrying about this kind of shit.
Or at least get a real dog.
Exactly.
It'll treat you better. Even a bulldog will treat you better.
Yeah. That's it, right? These populations become surrogate children for them when they have no family of their own. It's very sad.
Incredibly sad. I know. Yeah, it's true. Okay. Well, there's a couple of these, right? The other one here. This.
Ooh.
Check out this face. This is so I put it in the thumbnail. You can't make it up.
That's the face of a high IQ. Right?
Yes, absolutely. There's even like a drool on his bottom.
Like mouth you can see breather.
Hartlepool murder accused extremist did not intend to kill. It's that like that kid, the am I going to kill the kid in Germany? It's like, whoops, sorry.
I didn't know it was wrong.
Yeah, I didn't mean to kill. It just somehow,
happened.
Look, Steve Laws.
Oh, okay, we'll let you go then. It was an accident. All right.
Steve Laws had a breakdown. Check this out here. He said, what the hell was this creature still doing in Europe and in our country? He was born in Morocco. He went to go live and work in Algeria. Then he moved to Spain. He spent time in France, Italy, and Greece before finally settling in Germany for 13 years. Not granted asylum in Germany, so he moved on. So he's in 13 years in Germany, not granted asylum. Deported, get him out then, right? He spent short periods in Sweden, Norway, Finland, Switzerland, and Austria before returning to Germany in 2014 for another 4 years, and then back to Spain for a further 2 years. In 2020, he arrives in the UK at T-Sport in Middlesbrough by ferry from Holland and entering the country illegally. He applies for asylum in the UK and was housed initially at the Hull and Doncaster before being moved to Hartlepool in early 2021. In October 2023, he stabs his housemate while shouting, "Allow snack bar," and then goes out and stabs a local man in his 70s. It was 70-year-old Terrace Carney, who died from his injuries. Open borders kill, he says at the end there. That's right.
And how is he able to just choose which European country he wants to go to, and he just goes and lives there, and somehow he's provided for?
Well,
it's amazing.
These are, they're just vagrants. What do you call it? They just drift around in European countries without anything really happening to them.
Parasites are called parasites.
It seems like they just parasite off one place, then another. As soon as they get in trouble in that one, then they move to another. And in some of these countries, they're getting something like 70% of these populations are living off welfare. So the poor taxpayers of England, Sweden, Germany, wherever, are having to fork out a living for this creature? Oh, God. How can you justify that?
Something has to give. It has to. It's close. It's very close. You know what I mean? I think the majority of our people have had enough, to be honest. There's only a few real loud shitlibs that are pretending that this is still some humanitarian crisis that has to be dealt with or something like that. It's just, they rape and they stab. And again, it's just this thing. It's like, oh, well, it's not everybody. It's like, I don't care. You're expecting me to go out into the streets with my children or whatever, or you're on the road or something, and take the risk continuously. Well, maybe this is one. This is probably one of the good ones. They will probably not stab my child today. You know what I mean? Like, we're not supposed to take that risk or evaluate that on the spot. We're just done with it.
This is the cost you shouldn't have to bear. And it the price is too high. The price is the death of your family members or your kids. And that's just out of the question for everybody. We need to be done with this. And we need to organize somehow to be done with this. Every time we try to organize, it's amazing how much the system is able to push back on us. And it's very clear this is what they want. Because of that, they'll do anything to stop us from pushing back.
It's not going to be if enough of us do it.
We need numbers.
We
need big numbers. And I think that those numbers are just increasing by the day, more of these stories are coming out. I mean, how many of these stories don't come out? It's happening a lot more frequently, but more of these stories are coming out.
Yeah.
More people are getting upset.
And remember, in many regards, they just hid this entirely. Many cases, media didn't even publish their names, or we didn't have photos or whatever. Sweden still does that a lot. The UK has gotten, I guess, better on that front, but Sweden don't talk about it. They don't show anything. No names, no descriptions, no nothing. This is just, race doesn't matter. There's nothing to do with it. It's like, yeah, it does. It's you can do a lot with an organized minority. So that's something we never should shy away from, that you should still just kind of, if you're intelligent and if you're highly, efficient and, very organized in what you're able to do, you can still do a lot of damage. But let the system then clamp down. Let them show everybody. You know what I mean? Let them take that step, clearly over that boundary of them targeting peaceful people or people that are trying to raise awareness about this initially, or right now they're like super nervous about like active clubs and guys getting together to defending them, learning how to defend themselves and stuff like that. They're like screaming at their top of their lungs over this, like, oh my God, they're violence. It's like, what do you call this shit? It's happening to us for decades now. And now we're finally like, young men are getting organized. They're getting fit. They're like ready to, defend themselves and fight back against this. And now again, the system is like, oh, what are we, they're terror cells. It's hilarious.
The system is afraid because they know that these active clubs, should they really get strong, and then they're able to maybe network a big network of them, that that could actually be a real massive force. They're afraid of it.
Yeah, ground street level, right? That's, you know, just grassroots.
That's where it starts.
From the ground up, you know?
That's where it starts.
Absolutely. Well, we have another one here from the, this is the UK, right? This one. Way of the World, he posted this. He said, I asked an Indian why her people prefer to live in white countries. Her response was based on genuine hatred, but the real reason is they're falsely believed that they can become us by being near us. They should be building their own Indian utopia, but they don't even want it. Tragic. She said, all right, I'll give you the answer to, like, why are you here, right? One, and this is not, we know this, but it's just, it's always good to get this, like, in black and white, right? One, you deserve it for colonialism. Two, the great replacement shall continue. Three, because we can. Four, avenging our ancestors. Five, because we can again. Well, you only can because our system and establishment sides with you over us. That's why they think, it's so funny to me, they think that they're winning, you know, kind of thing. Like, you're just a pawn in a, like a much bigger, greater geopolitical, you know, genocidal plan. And they think this is like winning to them. Like, you're just, you're winning, so to speak. Because we're not organized against you yet.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And also, I've been to India. So why don't you give back all the things that the English built in India, your infrastructures, your train stations, some of your architecture, like give all that back then.
Yeah.
Also.
Right. Well, white supremacy, so they don't need it.
That's true. Colonialism. Undo it. All of it. Give it back.
Go back to your old ways.
The rail systems. And, you know, yeah. Some of the best architecture, even as much as like the Congo, they always complain on like, the Hochschild hoax, right? The guy who wrote the kind of the preeminent book on going after King Leopold of Belgium, of what happened in the Congo and stuff. And you realize, you know, when you dissect that story, like, oh, they actually try to help. They're the ones who try to prevent these other tribes from chopping off people's arms and feet and, you know, hands. It's like this complete reversal of everything that happened. But they bring up stuff like that all the time. They're programmed with all these like anti-white, anti-colonialist, anti-Western talking points. And so,
and those are conservative Indians too, by the way.
I don't know.
That, are they? There are. There's a lot of conservative Indians who are want revenge for colonialism.
Really?
Yes, I've encountered lots of them.
Interesting. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, I mean, again, some of them obviously get programmed in. Well, they align with leftists anyway then. You know, in our countries, they're leftists.
And I love it too how they just see all, they don't distinguish between, you know, Swedish and English or French. It's just white people.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. White people bad.
So you're all bad. It doesn't matter if it's Slovenia or Slovakia. You know, you're all colonialists.
The Slovakny, what now? Like, they don't care. They don't give a shit about that. Here's another. Look at this one. Here's UK government. Child benefit. Had a new baby? Don't forget to claim child benefit. Look at the replies here. Oh, Asim Khan. I had a two-month-old baby and here my third baby. What can I get? He's British. Prince Mujamil says, hello, I'm coming to UK last September on skill visa, workers visa. I hope to have baby next July. So could I apply this claim? Thank you. Avis Nasir says, can I claim my three-year-old? He's dependent on a visa born overseas. I'm ILLRR. And then you have finally Gursirat Kaur says, hi, my British citizen. She is 11 years old. Me and my husband and leave to remain visa 10 years out. Can my child get child benefit?
Oh, my goodness.
It just angers me. And this makes me want like all my friends to have 10 babies if they can, you know. It's just disgusting. I mean, they're welfare parasites. And they shop around for what European country can give them the most. Like the next clip we have of an Indian guy who's in the UK.
Right.
And he's teaching other Indians how to claim disability insurance through, I kid you not, if you snore and it's disrupting your quality of sleep.
Oh,
that you can't function during the day.
What the hell?
It's a CPAP disability.
I mean, parasites.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Completely. Well, and again, they don't care. That there's no concept here of like,
respect.
Yeah,
other
like
people have worked hard for this.
You're overwhelmed the system and all this that you'd benefit from will be gone. So no, it's just like act out as much as you can for yourself as quickly as possible. You know what I mean?
Selfish, no shame, no respect, and they'll lie.
Yes.
They'll just
grab
lie
with both hands.
Yes. There we go.
518 पाउंड्स पर मंथ क्लेम कर सकते हैं यूके गवर्नमेंट से अगर आप खराटे लेते हो. मतलब साउंड करता है क्रेजी थोड़ा है ना. इफ यू ऑल्सो स्नोज यू कैन क्लेम 518 पाउंड्स पर मंथ फ्रॉम यूके गवर्नमेंट. लेकिन क्यों
खराटे
तो सब लेते हैं लेकिन इट कैन बी कंसिडर्ड एज अ डिसेबिलिटी इफ इट इज एसोसिएटेड विद अ वेरी सीरियस हेल्थ कंडीशन स्लीप एपनिया जिसके लिए आपको अपने जीपी से थोड़ा क्या कहते हैं असेसमेंट कराना है. इसके सिम्टम्स क्या होते हैं कि आपको सांस लेने में दिक्कत है रात को आपको चोकिंग हो रही है गैस्पिंग हो रही है. इट इज कंसिडर्ड
एंड दे गो टू एन इंडियन डॉक्टर हु विल बी लाइक श्योर या आई'ल राइट दैट अप राइट.
हाउ डू दे एक्चुअली चेक दिस? ओह या आई टोल्ड देम मेक नॉइसेस व्हेन आई एम स्लीप. Does the government
my
come
wife
in and check that?
My Indian wife said so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like...
And he's got it right down to like 518 pounds. Not 520, 518.
Well, it was like, what was it, Israel? Was it Germany that was paying out an additional 200-something dollar equivalent? And obviously it would be euros, right, in Germany. But paying out like 200-some-odd more dollars per month because of October 7th trauma or something like that. But there was Lana, I remember we just played another one, the guy who's shopping around. Maybe
yeah,
I didn't
put another,
that.
Another
there's
Indian
like multiple
guy.
Of these now.
I lived here and I got this and this country where doesn't
do
give
I
you
go?
This. This
yeah,
country
where do
gives
I go
that.
Next?
Where do I go next? And everyone's like, go fucking home.
Yeah.
That's what everyone said.
Yep. Understandable. And again, it's like people are getting sick and tired and fed up with this shit.
Shopping around.
As long as it's incentivized, they're just going to keep doing it, right? Like, what's to stop them? There's nothing to stop them. The governments are co-signing all of this. The citizens that don't want it have given no representation. They see no reason not to leave the buffet. The buffet is still open.
It's like that girl admitted in the tweet, because we can, right? Well, we got to shut that down.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have it here. But yeah, we played it the other day. I forget one. But yeah, it's like, well, should I go to Germany? They have, you know, workers' benefits and... I think it was in England when he said it too, by the way. Kind of like that other guy. They're just like, this is their, not even hotel is the right term. This is just a, yeah, they shop around in our countries like it's a mall they go to. Or so, you know what I mean? Like just, oh, I'll try this now. And I can, now I'll try this or whatever. It's a travesty.
And they get in. How are they, all these Indians getting in? There's some special visa program with England,
schools
and then
or something.
From there they just like shop around and get into other European countries.
I mean, it's the same in Australia, right? They have a large population. Canada, obviously, as we said, but the UK, so all over the Commonwealth, obviously, they have like tons of Indians coming over. Again, this I didn't have in the flow there, but check this one out. It's another one regarding the people that then are also then in our countries, right? How they. Still, majority of them, they identify with their ethnic, you know, country of origin, but they still want to be in our country. Check this out here.
Who has the better culture? Who has the better dancing? Who has the better music? Who has the better food? Where would you rather be right now?
There was a fire alarm in the background.
Chirp.
Where have you made the most memories? Where do you currently live?
Where would you rather spend the rest of your life?
Ireland.
Who has the better culture? Who has the better dancing? Who has the better music? Who has the better food? Where would you rather be right now? Where do you have the most families? Where have you made the most memories? Where do you currently live?
Where would you rather spend the rest of your life?
Who has the better culture? Who has the better dancing? Who has the better music? Who has the better food? Where would you rather be right now? Where do you have the most families? Where have you made the most memories? Where do you currently live?
Where would you rather spend the rest of your life?
Who has the better culture? Who has the better dancing? Who has the better music? Who has the better food? Where would you rather be right now? Where do you have the most families? Where have you made the most memories? Where do you currently live?
Where would you rather spend the rest of your life?
Yep.
Who has the better culture?
Anyway, it goes. It just goes. This is more and more of that. But yeah, it's like just because they can, right?
Because they can, right? And they hate us because they aren't us.
I gotta tell you guys, I feel bad for them because they got an infestation of ceiling birds, and they just keep. The whole
time. I listened to that clip, and I didn't actually. It's not until I had my in-ear monitors on. I was like, oh, there's a nicely done, sir.
I found that clip you were asking about, Henrik.
Derek had it. That's right. Yeah, it's an example. Here we go. Like shopping around. Here we go. Yep. There it is. Yeah.
Yep, there it is.
Canada is jobless. Australia has work-life balance. Germany is low on medical bills and has layoff safety. UK is not that immigration friendly. And USA is land of uncertainties. So where to go now?
Where to
home.
Go now?
Home.
Where to go now?
India, Pakistan, India. Wherever the fuck you're from. Just go back.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
God.
Oh, my God.
Piece of caca.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't want the job to be done for us, right? Again, this is about us actually taking the initiative and stopping this, right? Be that, you know, politically or, you know, however you see this, culturally, if that's the right term, or just by refusing it. But with the economic uncertainty in Western countries, we might have partially some of the, you know, jobs done for us here. We'll see what happens. But obviously, again, if the gibs are cut off, if it's like there's no, that's it. You know, it's like crash, travesty, economic depression, you know,
a lot of them might leave at that point.
They might actually leave. Not all of them, obviously, right? But many.
A good chunk of them, I think, would.
Yeah. Because, again, people say, oh, we'll never happen, deportation and third, fourth generation, whatever. Well, they still can see, if they know where they come from, if they knew where their parents or grandparents or whoever, however many generations back, many of them, they still know where they came from, where they're from. They would just seek citizenship there. They'd go back home to one of those countries. You know what I mean? So,
Paladin, what? Sorry, go on.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you go.
Oh, to say the ethnic one reveals that they never leaves them. It really is coming forth out of their genetics, our cultures, and even when they go somewhere else and they try to pretend to be Irish now or something, they really want to be with their own people.
That's right.
Yeah.
They want to be with their own people in our countries while we pay for their ass.
Well, yeah, like vengeance, free gibs, welfare. It's easy. It's convenient. Technologically advanced. The Syrian said, I have iPhone now. I only had Nokia flip phone in Syria. And it was literally one of the arguments. It was in Sweden, this guy. I'll play the clip, yeah. I have an iPhone now, so I'm never going to leave. That's it.
They're all so shallow and materialistic, too. That's what
free iPhones for anybody that leaves, okay?
So yeah.
Let's do it. There's so many things so many programs we could initiate and run.
Then you just have to make sure they can't come back in.
Yeah, that's be part of the requirement. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
If we just had some kind of leadership, we could actually just resolve this fairly simply. Actually, we just cut off all the benefits. You make it illegal for these NGOs to help them. Make that a crime. As in, like, you're feeding the wildlife. Make it a crime and make it so that you cannot hire them. Bosses that hire them as under the table, you know, illegal employment stuff, 10 years in jail, 10 years exactly. In jail across the board. Watch how fast all this dries up. But
yeah.
They don't want that. Obviously, they want the white genocide thing to roll on, and we can't get any leadership in our governments yet.
Yeah, it's up to us. It's up to people watching, people, you know, who know these things, who are influenced by you know, shows like these and yours, and, you know, who's aware of these. Whether it's younger people or people that are kind of in those environments already that wake up or whatever, but at some point I'm certain it's going to start to happen. And it's not that it's only, as I said before, that this is political. This is like a deeply rooted problem in our, you know, what do you call it? Like our racial consciousness, our racial soul of sorts. Like the fact that we've let this happen, we've backed it down, we've given up. But there's so much demoralization. Oh, it will never happen. It can never be. Like, shut up. Just be quiet at least. Move out of the way and actually let people that have willpower and drive move forward on this. And solutions will begin happening. As more of our people come to this cause, as more they understand, more people realize there's really no way to deal with this multicultural. They might even love multiculturalism, but at some point they'll understand it's just not working. You can't you can't run a society like this. And watch things happen, as you said, Nick. You know, like watch you know, miracles happen. Things we didn't think previously was possible will begin happening if we just put our mind to it. Willpower, our mind, our dedication, our skill, our high IQ organization. It's like we've done, faced, this is a big problem, but we've faced bigger hurdles in the past, you know?
Completely. I think we'll fix it over time. It's just, there's going to have to be something that gives. And I don't think any of us know exactly what it is. And maybe it's going to be these economic crises that will emerge. They're certainly pushing to call they're pushing the conditions that will cause that anyway. So maybe that will be the silver lining to that cloud, is that ultimately, once that happens, there will be no more extras to be putting out as gibs. We'll no longer be putting, you know, food for the animals, I guess, and then they'll have to just go home to wherever they belong.
Yep.
That's right.
That's correct. Did you have a couple of that, Alana?
Oh, I do. Let me get caught up here.
Yeah.
Paladin YYZ says the Seattle migrant is right. In his country, what he did to that 15-year-old girl is not illegal. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
It's true. They have I forget, what was it? India, but which country was it again? I forget which it was. It was Pakistan or Afghanistan or something. But yeah, the huge rape problems in those countries. And they're even like, they don't even keep statistics of it. So no one really kind of knows how bad it is. Remember those the traveling couple that went to India? The woman was like gang raped by five men and the husband was beaten up and stuff like that. It was like that. That shit happens apparently like all the time in India. Like they go, young girls are raped and stuff. It's like some, you know, at a certain age, most women in India have been raped at some point, you know. Crazy.
Jeez.
Yep.
Der Trusker says it's over midnight here in Europe already, so it's April 20th. Alles gut zum Geburtstag. Does that ring a bell?
Where was that one? On,
on Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Der Trusker also says Dr. Adolf Scharf was born on April 20th. Whomever else might you celebrate on this day?
There you go. Yeah. Alles gut zum Geburtstag. What is the Geburtstag? What is that? I gotta look into that. You can take the next
maybe
one
next time says Odyssey working now. Hail Nine Nation review. Hail Red Eyes. Thank you very much.
Oh, birthday. Geburtstag. I should have known. Tag. I know that that's day. That's right. I don't think I've ever heard of that. Geburtstag. I don't have a birthday in Germany. Okay, cool. Learned a new word today. A-H is just, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. No.
All right. Don't ever do that again.
No, I won't. I try. Paladin, I try to make fun.
Paladin YYZ says, I've heard it said that they are shitty people leaving their shitty homelands. Yeah, it is the worst of them leaving for sure. And the reason their homeland was a shithole is because of them. When we flee, what will our new hosts say of us?
Where else should they use the toilet? If not our countries, right? Am I right? Have some respect, damn it. They need plumbing too.
Speaking of toilets, let me find that... tweet, you know, the one teaching them how to poo.
Well, there's a couple.
There's,
right?
Oh, there's several of those.
Canada had
okay,
some
well,
like
you guys talk, I'll find them.
Canada had a campaign that they ran. I think it was in some African country. I've shown the screenshot before, like the image photo from it. But yeah, a lot of that, like, this is how you use the toilet. Use it, sit like this, and don't spray on the side of it. Okay.
Okay, I'm adding it in there right there. I mean, because when I went to India as a teenager with my parents, I saw them squatting out in the fields. They do like group squats together out in the fields, like hanging out, talking as they're doing their number two in the field.
Yep. And this one says here,
this is so bizarre.
Translated here, how long will you keep living the life of an animal? Have some self-respect, become part of the civilized world, get a toilet for your house.
At least an animal, like, there's animals that bury it and they do it out in the woods, you know, it's part of, like, the ecosystem, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. At least with the dog, humans can pick it up.
Here's the one that Canada had, right? Beaches are not toilets. Don't do it here. That's right. Go to Western countries.
And look at that, like, there. Huge pile of turd they have.
Jeez.
My God.
It was one other one, I think. I can't find it now, but it was something like, it was an instruction on like, don't stand on
yes,
the toilet.
Yes, that was Germany. I remember that.
Was it Germany? Yeah,
and I was like, who would even think of going like that in the position they're on, standing on this toilet?
They stand, right? They squat or whatever. But anyway, someone questioned what's the reason for like this monstrosity or like horrors like this? And then reply was the Hart Celler Act. That's the reply. Okay. Zing. Got it.
Got him.
Okay.
We're supposed to believe that we can do something with these populations as a group, but if they don't have the IQ to figure out how a toilet works, are they really going to be able to do literally anything we actually need in an economic sense? I don't think
so. No, and again, we don't need like someone to stand at a conveyor belt and push a button or something anymore anyway, right? For the most part.
Absolutely.
AIM316, thank you very much, says, I live near Pittsburgh, which is loaded with illegal migrants. About a month ago, the police said they won't be responding to calls. They seem not an emergency.
Really? See? It's beginning to happen. We've talked about that at some point, that they're not going to be there. Apparently, like, they had some, this is the 911, rather, the call center, whatever you call it, was, like, unresponsive. There was some, like, tech issues or something, you know what I mean? Just do some hacking or something, like some advanced, you know, cyber attack on these types of systems or whatever. Have that down for a couple of days. You could have like total chaos. And then there's areas like Boston, right? They had like three police officers supposed to like patrol a district of a town of like 30,000, 60,000 people or something like that. I forget where it was, but it's somewhere in Boston. It was like, and you realize like how it's just hanging by this thin thread, like civil society, as you know, it could like break at any point. You know,
Oh, completely. They don't have the resources to control this thing if it ever really goes. I mean, it's such a tinderbox every time there's a problem. And we all lived through the Black Bloody Summer of 2020. I don't think there's all that much holding off another one of those. I'm kind of holding my breath for this summer because I think they're gonna
do it again. They're 100%. I think they're gonna do it again. They're gonna get at some point. They're gonna get their George Floyd 2.0, and they've been trying. It feels like they've been trying a few times. But again, not all of this obviously is about like keeping Trump out of office or whatever. But again, they've found a pretty successful methodology here between like pandemic and then release the vax and all that stuff and these like riots and BLM protests and stuff like that. The question though is, I've seen a lot of people like that they would not. Okay. Granted, as I'm talking about this, I'm like, what would they do about it technically? But even people that like used to at least maybe be quiet about it or even mildly somewhat supportive of it have like, I've seen this, like a lot of comments about this. They're just like, they would not be for any similar thing these days. Because a lot of the lies around this have been revealed. And so I'm questioning if they just will pull the same card again and try to do the same thing over. I just wonder how successful that would be and how much like participation you would actually get in that. We'll see, I guess. We'll have to see.
Fantastic point. I don't know if it would work the same. It wouldn't work the same way. It wouldn't have the same veneer of legitimacy that it did the first time. I mean, obviously, all of us saw through this, but I think it was the masses were buying it to some degree. I mean, everybody thought that's what happened, that, you know, he was kneed on to death. And it only came out later, of course, the fentanyl and all that other stuff and the character stuff. But I don't think it would work as well. I don't think it would work as well this time, Henry. No, I think people are going to be looking for the corruption underneath it immediately. We'll stop them from trying it necessarily, though.
That's just it, exactly. We'll see how much damage
they're trying something else.
Yeah, we'll see if they're creative enough for it, right? Because it wasn't like that the George Floyd stuff was new. They've done that with like Breonna Taylor, and it was, the Hispanic guy that shot the other, I can't remember
Trayvon Martin.
Martin, exactly. Right. Thank you. Yeah, Trayvon Martin. There's been a number of those, right? And it's just like kind of built momentum. And I think the peak might have been Floyd riots. We'll see what happens, but. Yeah.
Totally.
All right.
Well, they need a black transgender, though. That's going to be when they really hit their stride, I think.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. We'll see. Trans genocide. Maybe that's the next. There you go. Other killer. They've already tried saying that. It's a trans genocide. They don't let us get to the kids. It's a trans genocide. Okay, here's another one here. Leicester, UK, right? On Wednesday for Ram Navami, Hindu nationalist, Hindutva, out on the streets, more imported foreign argy bargy, as they later chanted about destroying mosques in India and replacing them with temples.
Hold on. Hindu nationalists, why aren't you in India?
Well, yeah, I know, right? No, it's like Canada, right? The Khalistanis, right? They're suppressed or whatever, like in India or something like that. So then they go to Canada or the UK maybe or something like that. And then they seek to like establish their national state inside of our country, essentially. There's like a talk about a four, because we'll get to that after this next, right? Of how like Diagonal is targeted for being a terror cell or creating some kind of separatist country or some shit. Like here, you actually have it in black and white. People out in the streets, they're shooting at it, they're stabbing each other, they're fighting on the streets. You know, it's absolutely insane. All right, 41 seconds of pure joy here. Get ready. Welcome to the UK, once the greatest empire on earth. Look at it now. Holy smokes.
How many white friends do you think they have? None.
None, probably. Well, good. We don't want them to. Keep separate. I mean, that's bad. In a way, I'm thankful for it, right? I mean, yes, cling to your nation. Be hardcore national because it will... It's so obvious to people now, right, of like how they literally do not belong. If they were exemplary citizens and fit right in and they changed their names and they'd be, you know, I mean, no more shitting on the streets or, you know, whatever. You know? It's like, oh, shit. They're like, not that they might be mistaken for us, but people wouldn't notice them as much. You know what I mean? It'd be a bigger danger in a way than if they're like loud like this. Right? Am I right?
Well,
damn it.
Yeah. Indian demographic is massive when it comes to leaving their country, right? Mm-hmm. 2.5 million of them are leaving every year. And now they're getting into these, as we've covered before, Henry, these corporate, you know, positions of power. And they're just moving in the rich Indians just because they can come here. And they're still hostiles. They're some of the most anti-white Indians that you will meet are the richest exemplary Indians.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here we go. Violence breaks out in Leicester. The mayor says he's baffled. Religious community is baffled by violent clashes. Yeah, how in the world could this have happened?
So that's a whole other issue, though, right, guys? Like, they're bringing these conflicting, like, subgroups and ethnicities here so that they can have ethnic warfare in our streets, yeah, in our countries. You get the Hindus versus the Muslims. What the hell? Like, why do we have to then bear this cost as well? This is outrageous. And these people bring in, I mean, it shows the absolute total lack of concern they have for our well-being that they'd even just permit this.
Yeah. Yeah, here's another clip here. Mohammed Hijab, that's the guy I played the clip in Norway talking about how suicide is an upper, you get the upper hand if you kill yourself. That guy. I was like, oh, and then he's like, oh, no, I'm not saying like, you know, suicide bombing or anything. You know, they think they'll got me on this one. It's like, well, what are you saying then? Anyway, so the Hindus are fighting with the Muslims now. There's more stuff here.
As we've seen in Sweden, and we've heard so many lefties here say, hey, oh, well, it's hard in the beginning. You know, the first generations, it's harder for them to adapt and all that. But once they have kids, you know, second, third generation, they'll blend in more and it will become more peaceful. And what do we see? Yeah, it's actually worse.
It's worse. More out of place.
That the first generation's coming over, at least you can, they're not so... So much hostility. It's like they made the choice.
Right? They're actually the one who made the choice. And then the kids, they seem like, oh, yeah, I didn't choose this. They clearly feel out of place because they are out of place. They don't belong there. And they know that on some level, too.
That's so like the Mexicans in America, like the old generation, you know, some of the first Mexicans that came. It's just like they put their head down and it was quiet. But now you see it just how awful it is generations later.
Yeah.
How hostile they are and hateful they are.
It's true.
It's like they revert to their ethnic identity after a generation or two. It's very, very weird. It's almost like a blood memory thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. I mean, they will identify more with their own culture. And then after a while, too, I think they're even attracted to the more extreme levels of it because they feel resentment, right? They feel anger and hatred over those things. And whereas they should take it out on, like, those who brought them there then instead or something, they just do it against the natives, the locals, you know what I mean?
And I think if critical race theory still wasn't a part of it, even if that wasn't pushed, we would still have these same issues. You know, they would still feel outnumbered. They would still feel out of place. There would still be issues because there are ethnic and racial differences.
100%.
Yeah.
So here's another one here, UK, while we're in there in the British Isles. Here is then if you are concerned with you mentioned, Nick, the stabbings and stuff, right? You had attack. And again, my take on that was, I mean, obviously, yeah, that's, you know, not good or whatever. But the priest was like he was born in Iraq. It was an Assyrian congregation, and it's like even that shouldn't be in Australia. I mean, it should be a white country, but you know, again, it's like okay, it's Christians or whatever. But yeah, so now you have Muslims and Assyrian Christians battling it out. But anyway, so a guy who is Orthodox, I think, in the UK was angry and upset about this, and so he probably, I think he talked to his priest. That's the backstory here. He had since said something to his priest that he was concerned about the migrant violence and what these people are doing and that these Muslims are dangerous, blah, blah, blah. What happens? Then a mental health nurse, together with police, show up at his house because we're concerned with what you've been saying. People are saying things about you. Listen to this here.
This is disturbing. Hello, my name's Sean. I'm a senior nurse. I work for the NHS.
Yep. Name and number, please, mate.
Yeah, PC Green, Echo Bravo 428.
He's like 17.
PC Turner, yeah. Station.
Thank you. So, what's this about then?
So, it was just.
I won't film you. I'll just get it recorded.
Yeah, fine. Just a few concerns.
He's smelly right now. Sorry. He's like a mop. He just picks everything up.
He's lovely. What's his name?
Klaus. So, why are you here today? Sorry.
Don't be surprised.
No, you can sit down.
Don't say sorry.
No, you've literally just missed the missus and that. They've gone out like 10 minutes ago. Yeah. So, what's the issue?
So, it was just to, you know, obviously what we've been told, that you might have a few concerns, a few things that are bothering you at the moment.
Yeah.
Whether there's
that's anything bothering everyone else in the country right now. So what are the concerns you're here for? Because this is religious discrimination right now, you know. Because you wouldn't be knocking on Muslims' doors if they had this conversation. Because I already know why you're here. So this is religious.
Why do you think we're here?
I don't know. What's the priest told you?
They're just people have raised concerns.
What concerns?
About your views.
What views?
That you've got concerns about what's going on in Australia.
Yeah, so I'm an Orthodox Christian. Now you've turned up at my house because I went and see my priest. So I'm going to get you all on film because this is going straight to
my
solicitor.
Did your priest rat you out?
Sounds like he did.
So what kind of priest is that?
I know.
I thought there was supposed to be confidentiality.
No, firstly, I don't mean any disrespect to any of you. I don't want to sound abrupt here. If you can tell me why you're here.
So I think as PC Sounds explained, so there was a report about some beliefs being expressed.
Ooh,
the reason I'm here
some
is
beliefs.
I work in NHS, and if you're willing,
you don't have beliefs, do you, Sarah?
Listen with you about if you've got any concerns about your well-being.
No, I'm fine.
This is like Orwellian stuff.
Let me pause there for a second. It's also this kind of the female cop there, right? It's like
petting
the dog
all nice kind of, on his couch.
So we have some concerns. And again, this is at the hand. It's not going to be. I mean, there is an iron fist and like nuclear weapons behind this woman, but that's not how it begins. It begins like this, meekish kind of like. Well, you can't.
I'm your friend, mate.
You can't really. We're worried about you because you've said something bad against migrants.
Is everything okay? Or do you need
can
to
we
see
help
a
you in any way?
Yeah, it's so Pollyanna, you know, and it's so like obtuse. And there's been some views expressed. It's like, just be out with it. Just say what
it
you mean.
Out, no, woman.
God,
you think he's going to do a terrorism because he's angry about migrants? But that's what I'm talking about. Like. The violence is happening. There's stabbings, rapes, gang criminality. Like, all these things are happening. Like, Muslims radicalizing.
Yeah,
like,
they're concerned
they're
about
organizing.
The guy who's concerned
then,
about that
yeah,
violence.
Yeah, exactly. That's just it. It's immediately, it's this, shut down the response to it. Shut down the response to it. And they think that this is going to work. Like, this just angers more people. Well, good. That's, you're doing this. You know what I mean? You're concerned with this shit? Let people, you know, like, organize again. Well, they can't win whatever they do.
Well, he shouldn't.
If they let us do this, they don't win. If they try to shut us down, we win.
This guy also needs to change churches because obviously his congregation, his priests, these are rats among you.
Yes. Yeah, that's disappointing. His priest. Oh, call the police on him or whatever. I assume. Someone heard somewhere. I mean, look, in the UK, it's very common that they're like, oh, you posted something on Facebook, you know, and we have to talk to you or whatever. Remember the guy who was arrested for doing? He took the and it's so cringe too, right? He took the tranny flag and he did it in force and slightly offset it so that the tranny flag formed a swastika. Did you guys see that one? And the police show up and arrest him for doing it because someone was like distressed. It's like, oh, first of all, all right, where do you even begin? You know what I mean? Like,
right?
Oh, yeah,
this is the worst kind of tyranny.
Exactly. Right?
You got no more privacy and no more confidentiality with your priest. You can't make jokes. Now laws are based on subjective feelings of crazy people. This is the worst of all possible tyrannies. It's absurd.
And it's this kind of like, as you talk to you, like you fall asleep as you talk to them. You know what I mean? I guess it's so drab and like, you know, not that it's boring, but it's like this. I mean, look at that, like, soy boy health worker behind there. You know what I mean? Standing there. Like, he's the one who sits down eventually. We can play a little bit more of the clip. He goes to sit down, right, because he's your friend.
Let's see the rest.
Yeah, there we go.
That you've got concerns about what's going on in Australia.
Yeah, so I'm an Orthodox Christian. Now you've turned up at my house because I went to see my priest. So I'm going to get you all on film because this is going straight to my solicitor.
So what are your concerns? Is there anything that...
What exactly about the stabbing do you disagree with? Was it how the knife
like,
was...
They're in the UK, thrust? Right? And he can't even have an opinion about what's happening in Australia?
I guess not.
We can help with...
No, firstly, I don't mean any disrespect to any of you. I don't want to sound abrupt here. If you can tell me why you're here.
So I think as PC Sands explains, so there was a report about some beliefs being expressed. So the reason I'm here is I work for the NHS, and if you're willing, I'm happy to talk and listen with you if you've got any concerns about your well-being.
No, I'm fine.
Sorry.
Because he's just jarring the voice.
You can sit down, mate.
No.
Is his name, is the dog's name Klaus Barbie, perchance?
So my understanding is, now I'm not a police officer, I'm a nurse. So my understanding is...
A nurse. A male nurse.
A male mental health nurse.
What's up, Fokker?
I'm here to inspect your brains.
About the church not acting on the behalf of Christians. You're now turning up here with mental health nurses, assuming that I'm some right-wing nut.
So no one assumes anything. Can I explain my thing? You're happy
to... No, that's fine, so, because I
Anyway, cuts
very,
off
very
there.
Healthy looking for a nurse, this guy.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's the face there at the end. That's the
nurse that's going to bring you. We just need you to take this little pill for those thoughts you're having.
Yeah.
And take this shot.
Calm down, sir. Calm down.
I know.
No, calm down. And then the shot, you know, the syringe is out or whatever, like the gas. Oh, you fall asleep and you wake up somewhere.
We've all seen the sci-fi movies.
Isn't that The Prisoner, right? The old 60s show?
Happening.
If you get rowdy or like probably just gas comes out.
And like, you know, the only way that this male nurse can come here and visit and feel good about doing this wellness check or whatever it is because he loves these migrants. He's a mass immigration, open borders liberal, you know, lefty.
Yeah, he's there to enforce... or inflict the system, right? So that it will, or inflict, but maintain the continuation of the system for as long as possible. And again, rapists, murderers, people who stab people, it's not really the issue. The issue is those who notices those things or point those things out. And because you can see that's what's making people angry, not the fact that the crime is happening. And they're here to make sure you're not going to do anything. Now, he's going to be on lists now. They're going to watch him, right? It's so crazy. It's unbelievable. You have, Canada has their own issues, right? In terms of the dynamics of what they're facing there. But for a long time, they've gone after Diagonal, right? Jeremy and Derek and Alex and all these people and so many others that are like part of their group and stuff. And they're like, oh, it's a terror network. And oh my God, they're trying to create some separatist country and stuff. And they never got the joke or whatever. But in a sense, they're right to be afraid that they are organizing. They're making friends. They have networks. They are, training. They're getting fit. And of course, as we know, that's white supremacy. So you can't do that, right? Mm. So this one journalist, and she was fired. She was with the CBC for the longest time, but she kept covering them all the time. Oh, these right-wing extremists, Rachel Gilmore, right? Do you know who that is? Yeah. She
has such a crush on these guys, man. She's got a total fetish for Diagonal boys. It's crazy.
I know. That's all she does, all the time talking about them. So she went on some show and to cover this. And you notice, we'll play the clip here, but you notice it always says, oh, they're kind of, this is so silly and dumb, and they think this is it, and they're LARPing. But also, this is a dangerous terrorist cell that has to be dealt with by the government. Like, they cannot make up their minds. Listen to this here. How dumb she sounds here.
If a male you think he is, he's a pretty nuanced...
Yeah, what are these things? How are they developing, Rachel?
So, what's really freaked me out is... there's been some anti-racism and anti-hate researchers who have been tracking the development of active clubs out of the Diagonal far-right group that we discussed last week. And they're showing that these guys are moving from having these conversations online to organizing offline.
Oh,
so
no.
I might put you in the actual definition.
Can we prevent them from freedom of assembly somehow? Can we kind of...
They're
can
hiking
we come
working
in there
out together.
And put, they're going out in the woods.
Oh my gosh, they're like having a beer together. Shut it down.
Oh, no. Boxing clubs. It's crazy. What's happening?
I have an active club. I almost wonder if I should like pull it up but the sense.
So she can't even describe what an active club is. She has to look it up.
That I get is it that it's people who.
The feeling I get. Wasn't this your job to actually know these things? What was it, Londa? The same thing there with like, can you actually define the alt-right? And the guy, the researcher who pays his boat loans by getting
couldn't
that.
Even do
no,
it.
Couldn't even, they can't, they don't know what it is.
There's supposed to be a whole presentation on like the alt-right and you couldn't even define it.
No, it's the same thing with her here. Well, what is an active club? Well, I don't know. Well, what does it sound like? It's a club, and they're active physically.
These two guys are listening. Themselves. Are they going to be against like guys' active clubs? These two guys sitting here, like who should talk?
I
about?
Don't know. Who knows who these four soy boys are?
They don't seem to particularly get it, but it's very crazy how much this bothers them and how rooted in their feelings it is. Right? Like it's entirely subjective. And then you have to question, well, why do they feel this way? Well, I mean, how much propaganda has been put in the heads of people like this? I mean, they've been inundated with it. And are they really capable of critical thinking? Because all three of us right now, we're speaking extemporaneously. None of us are reading from a script. When she doesn't have a script and jump cuts, well, this is what you get, right?
Exactly. Then you get, I don't even know. It's at the end, she's losing her train of thought, I think, because she can't go any further what they're doing. I still think those guys, they think they're going to get laid. That's why they're there, but, you know, could be wrong.
Who get together in real life based on their ideologies and try to practice sort of not self-defense, but like...
Yeah, because of course, because self-defense is really violence, unless we do it,
Henry, and men have never, ever done that all throughout time before. It's only dangerous nowadays when white guys do it.
That's correct.
White guys on the right do it.
Should prevent them from kind of, you know, being able to defend themselves physically. Let me play a little bit more here.
And, I don't know, like what we would call self-defense, like maybe martial arts or something along those lines.
It feels more like hooliganism here, you know, like get a bunch of people together and like start a fight or attack.
In my feels, it's a hooligan club. Okay, it's a football supporting group. Okay, all right, well, big deal.
Because again, like at that old Quebec, They assault people at bars outside.
Oh no, someone have been assaulted. Yeah, now look at the other crime in Canada of what the reasoning is of why they defend themselves. Is it the guy who was stabbed in the throat it was last year in Toronto or something like that? Just like sliced up, bled out, died. He was a father. He literally told some, I forget where he was from. It was some in India or something, Pakistan. He told him to stop waping in front of his daughter, I think. And he just sliced off his artery and he bled out right there in the cafe. Yeah, that's the kind of thing we now have to defend ourselves.
Can you please stop vaping and then you die?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're basically,
and it's the same with Mikkelin Sweden, right? They said something to him or his son, and he's like, you know what? I'm gonna talk to these guys. Shot in the face, dead.
It's typical. They're very hot tempered, ready to kill you just because you look at them wrong.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
It really says something what they choose to focus on and obsess about, right? They never ever focus on what you're describing, these other violent groups that are causing us to have to organize.
Exactly.
We shouldn't have to organize in our own country.
No,
what the hell?
Exactly. Our country, it was the organization, right? The borders. Right. Military, right? An external hard shell, so we can be, you know. Well, now we see the consequences of that, but you get my point. Like, so it's safe and
it used to be safe. Canada used to be very safe,
right? Yeah, of course.
Nothing ever happened in Canada.
But no, you're right. It's this complete, just like myopic view. Oh, it's only this. Like, here's some white people doing something that's bad, and while ignoring everything else, it's they're liars.
You know, she thinks they're hot, though.
Probably, yeah. Oh my God, this is kind of manly voice too. All right, so here's Diagonal.
They're like terror cells of generally like white far right dudes. And
oh no!
To give you an example of how this actually like comes to fruition, you can see on these live streams one of the major Diagonal guys. What he does is he says, like he's been saying for the last 2 years.
That guy's picking his nose over there.
You know, there's people coming for us. It's always generally racialized. He's talking about how Canada's turning into India, how we have to defend ourselves, how it's okay to be white, and how...
Oh, my God. Oh no. Indians are totally not taking over.
I mean, if it's not okay to be white, just go set yourself on fire. Seriously.
Right. Well, show your commitment.
That's right. Self-immolation. Protest.
It's like... You know, white people are being erased, and it's all of the neo-Nazi sort of tropes.
Exactly. It's tropes. That's until we prove that it's actually happening, but it's a good thing because it's really happening.
You know, and he's interviewing actual neo-Nazis who are doing the same kind of organizing in other places around.
Oh, no. So now it's an international Nazi terror organization here.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then he turns to his audience, who he's been selling this image that they're under threat by an other. Too, like he's been convincing them of this fact, and he says,
"You mean kind of how like you do about them? The same thing. This is just doing the same.
We're getting some guys together to, you know, do some drills in the woods, and like we're gonna.
Drills in the woods,
not drills.
Yeah,
you know, practice this stuff. We're gonna have like a little club, And it sounds like it's just like cosplaying almost, but it ends up like these are actually dangerous cells, right?
Cell dangerous terror cells. That's what it
did
is.
These guys respond as a clip?
That's it's over there now. Yeah, that's all I had. Oh, someone sat through a couple of hours of that to get that gem out.
Their
whole argument is like a word salad of buzzwords and scare terms and poison labels, and there's no real substance to this. She's crying about Alex Ferryman just because he wants to do an active club and he's getting some guys together.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just have 0% belief that Alex is going to do a terror. I just don't buy that at all.
it doesn't add up. It's garbage.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure this becomes their bread and butter, right? Also, I mean, she was fired from it, but now she's doing this on TikTok and she's keeping doing this as a career move, essentially. Like, pay me to do this full time so I can just monitor these people. But as you said, there's probably some kind of fetish underneath all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like a little titillated by that, you know. But yeah, as we know, the white supremacist origins of exercise. There we go. That's there it is.
Working right out there. Is fascism. Yep. All right, then. We'll take it.
Yeah. Right. Sounds good to me. Sounds about right.
Wellness, organic foods, not eating seed oils, you know, trying to increase your muscle mass, you know.
Thinking fine. It's great to be white. All kinds of upsides to this movement here. Yep.
It's a wellness movement at this point all around.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope they keep putting all the good things under that category, because then we can just claim that one category and...
They're doing it. I mean, again, down to the down to being on time and working hard and thinking you can achieve things. Like, they're busy creating this like complete slob slave race, essentially.
Because they
and then here's people
dumb,
who are like fighting
lazy,
against
fat.
This and like, no, we're gonna fight. I mean, we're not gonna just float downstream like some dead fish. Like, we're gonna it's our job to go up against it, right? Struggle is life, kind of thing. And then like. And the only thing they can do is like, no, you need to be sick and depressed and not have a purpose in life. And you need to be like, we need you to corral you into the same space as everyone else is. You need to be miserable with everyone else.
They want you unhealthy, and you're easy to control when you're unhealthy.
That's correct.
You're not fit. You can't fight back. You don't have the mind. You don't have the body. You don't have any fight left. That's what they want.
Yeah. And again. Yeah, go ahead.
It's an easy sell. It's an easy sell then for the pod and the bug food, right?
Exactly. Yep, that's right. All right.
I think we should make Nick read this next one. The
Oh, the next one.
Happy to. Oh no! Oh, man.
It's just so why America?
Yeah.
Come on, get in character.
Weimar says, just got my new pussy. Here I am holding my balls with my husband and my nicely wrapped up and protected pussy.
Nice.
Oh, my God. How is this even real?
Is this a
How
thing?
Is this real? I mean, we've literally gotten to the point where we're supposed to celebrate a man holding his cut off balls. I mean, it's just outrageous. I know you guys are all, oh. And that is not a vagina in any shape, way.
No.
And
if they,
it's a gaping, stinky gash.
And the way he's like, he'll pull down his blanket and he lifted up his medical skirt so he just could take a photo of this thing, whatever that bloody wound is right there. Wertheimer.
This is lunacy. And then the other thing is like, how is his husband all excited about this? Because he's sterilized himself.
He's excited about that, maybe.
Yeah. How old is this guy, too? Like, you're
70, 60, yeah. 70 something, maybe? I don't know. Yeah.
Have you guys noticed this? I've been seeing this. They're like, these are people that should be like retirement age or doing sex change operations. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
What in the hell?
Yeah.
It's amazing. I just like, I can't even believe it's real, but it's happening. This is the world we live in now.
Yep. This is it. Horrifying. He did. He did shut down his Twitter.
Yeah,
there.
Because he was getting hammered with.
Yep. Prince Albert, split tongue, queer, non-binary, beach-loving, sex-loving.
Well,
no
more sex for you, buddy. That's out.
Polyamorous.
Well, I guess he could still take it up the butt.
Or here, the The fireworks at the end here. Architect with new tailor-made pussy.
Oh, my God.
Venice Beach, California. Yep.
There we go.
All right.
Wow.
Well, over to Canada. Do you see this? Ontario must pay for transgender hermaphrodite. Court sides with patient who wants vagina to accompany the penis.
Oh, my gosh.
Now they're doing both?
Yes.
I thought they had to choose. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The Weimar rabbi hole just gets deeper and deeper.
Yeah, exactly.
Deeper.
Jeez.
There are new
And there are
new
more,
levels
by the way, there are more hermaphrodites being born because of all the estrogen-mimicking chemicals, and there's plenty of, like, legit mainstream studies on this that we used to know just, like, 10 years ago.
And then they can claim then, therefore, it's natural. Right? Because now, that's happening.
Now it's something to celebrate, right?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep. We gotta pay for it all.
Just like baby boys are being born with smaller penises because of all the estrogen mimicking chemicals they're exposed to in the womb. Like, it's having an impact on our sex organs.
Again, that's another reason why they're concerned with people are concerned with health and, like, don't want to do chemicals or seed oils. They're like, you don't like phthalates? Like, what's forever chemicals? What's wrong with you? You know.
Talk about a consequence.
Anyway, here, what was...
There was this one video of American culture going around. You want to play that one first?
The other one first, maybe? Okay, yeah.
This is American American culture. It's so beautiful. Black is beautiful, okay?
Right. I hit this one last night, too.
At first, I thought she was holding toilet paper, but I think it's like... A scan of her.
Well, that's a step up from the Indians, I guess. All right, let's check it out.
They're always bragging about how good their vag is. You notice?
Pussy good.
No, I'm sure it's stinky and herpes ridden, okay? Oh, disgusting. So then someone else. This is American culture. Like, old ladies are cruising listening to this stuff now.
Yeah, I know,
they don't
want
to be racist, you know?
That's right. Nice.
It's amazing. So someone does another version. What does slavery, abortion, feminism, and the rap business have in common?
Crack hoe rap.
Yes. There we go. Well, it's the truth, though.
So simple yet effective.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Well Beautiful. Done. Well, we did that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I can, you know, I can prove it to you too, right? I mean, we've shown these a couple of times in the past, right? But let's check out a couple of them, right?
Ooh.
How about Frederick J. Rubin, right? All the artists, he was behind Def Jam, Eminem. I don't even know who that is. That, what's his name again? The Beyonce's husband there. I forget what his name is.
Oh, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z at the top there, right? Paul Rosenberg, right? He was behind a bunch of others. I guess that's Eminem again there. Let's see. Who else we got here? We got Monte Lippmann and Avery Lippmann. Oh, these are some of the other more mainstream ones, right? This is like Taylor Swift and some of these other music. Oh, yeah, I hear that. These are the good ones. Like Lior Cohen or Liar. Yeah, Liar Cohen. How about that? Is that how you pronounce it? He's behind all these groups, right? And all these rap, hip-hop bands and, you know, performers. You have, what else do you have here? What's this guy's name again? Jerry Heller, right? Music manager. Who promoted NWA and gangsta rap.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. These old Jewish guys behind gangster rap.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yep. Most of the music industry is their work. That's what they've been
involved in. Oh, yeah,
just go
live and work in it. I did many years ago in L.A. It's it's dominated by them.
Yep.
100%.
Anyway, here's some other screenshots. But you get the idea. We've proven that a number of times. Like, yeah, it's all their shit. And then they're promoting that as the cool hip thing, right, to young white kids, and everyone's listening to rap and hip-hop and stuff. And it's like an infection. You know what I mean? Infection. Yeah.
It's amazing that they get to do that. And then nobody really knows about it. It's kind of hidden in plain sight. It has all these effects, and they don't have to take responsibility for any of the negative effects. Because if anybody like us points it out, they have all their little attack methods to shut us up. But that's it. They just get away with it.
We're racists, or if we say it's Jews disproportionately behind funding and producing this music and promoting it, then it's anti-Semitic.
But they brag about it anyway.
Well, they do, of course. No, it's great until you can't criticize it.
Well, if you hold that much power, then you're going to be criticized. You're going to be critiqued. You're going to be judged. Like, deal with it.
Yep.
Man up. Paladin YYZ says, so many WN content creators are in debt to you guys for paving the way. Without the history, the knowledge, and the receipts on our Parasite class, we would just be a bunch of racists in a chat room. Oh, thank you.
That's true. Let's graduate from the chat room racists.
Also, Paladin says, you
which
can't...
are dangerous terror cells IRL that's out in the woods doing some drills or
chopping
something.
Chopping wood and making fires.
There you go. Having children.
Paladin also says you can't talk to these cops. You just say, no hablo satanic. Yeah, no hablo.
Oh, in England there? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, well, sorry. And all apologetic and nice and like.
Can you run them in some like circle of like them not, you have to do my pronouns right or something. You know what I mean? Like you can just kind of like keep them occupied for an hour with, please don't sit on that couch. It's very emotionally important. You know, whatever. Like just come up with shit, you know.
Wear them out.
Yeah, wear them out.
Maybe next time says, now I know why I never liked rap. It's for faggots.
Faggots.
Yeah, I never liked rap either. Ever.
No, I've never.
Never, ever.
Always hated it. And then, of course, you have the P. Diddy, all that shit. I mean, we haven't really done a deep dive into it, but, you know, you learn from some of the best, right? It was not what the claim was. He was picking it up from the old mob Lansky-type tactics and stuff like that. Essentially, it was like an Epstein, method, but within the rap music scene. And he had a bunch of young white guys involved in that, too. Justin Bieber and who else was it? There was a number of other ones, I think.
What a horrible story.
Oh, I know.
how many of these are there, man? How many of these
they're everywhere.
Sex blackmail creeps are there going on?
That's what it is now. And again, what the scum rises to the surface. You know what I mean? And now.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Bieber, I hear he bought a house in our town, by the way.
Oh no. Yeah. So he's going to bring the pedophile AIDS here now?
I hope not.
Great. Yeah. All right.
The neighborhood.
Yeah. What's the opposite then of.
Well, it's always that way. You know, these very wealthy people, they like to have their, you know, lake house in Montana or Idaho to flee to in the woods, you know, their nice wide community. Then they go back to their degenerate, you know, city mansion.
Yeah, exactly. Got to flee. All right. Well, we had a little bit on the, speaking of the tranny stuff, right? The kids there.
Yeah. So Naomi Watts, the Aussie actress, here she is with her 15-year-old son.
Oh, yeah. Looks like Rachel Gilmore.
What? Like, all of these actresses, white actresses, they all have trans kids. But scroll down a little bit more. Liev Schreiber is her husband, the weird guy. Turns out, he's Jewish.
Computer, right? Zoom in on Section 8.
So, yeah, people were zooming in on her necklace. How did this happen?
Oh, what? That's strange. What could that be about?
Wow.
Someone says, enhance, clickety click, enhance, clickety, clickety click. Oh my God. He said, that's exactly how it went.
Every single time.
It's just amazing. And they think it's cool. It's like a flex. She's out there bragging, like, yeah, look at my, you know, son who's tranny. Like, they're proud of it.
Yep.
It's just sick to me. Utterly disgusting.
Oh my gosh, look at this.
Yeah, and that's how he was parading his son around like that. And look at this, like, tramp shorts, you know what
is
I mean?
Is that from that movie? What's it called again?
It's a Suicide Squad thing,
yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah. So in a way, it's kind of good because they're not that it's the kids. I'm not trying to blame them. That you know, maybe they could have turned out right if they weren't like that or whatever. Or
they're made that way. They're not born that way.
Many of them are made that way, obviously. But at the same time, it's like if they're kind of infected by their own poison of sorts, like, good. You know what I mean? Like, let them have it. Same thing, apparently, with, like, all these liberal Jews and stuff. They're promoting a lot of this, whether it's Hollywood or other.
Their kids are getting affected.
They're getting affected, too, exactly. And they go outside of their race and stuff, and they're mixing out, too, and stuff. And so no one is safe from this, essentially. All the mutants are, like, just spreading, like, some Borg or something. They're assimilating as many as they can. And I hope, I'm still in that faith, like, we're looking at some, like, super resistant like normal people here, essentially, like upstanding people, they're going to continue to reproduce when these guys are going to take themselves out of the gene pool one way or another.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do also with the anti-white agenda. It's a lot of white actresses, you know, white people get shat on in every way possible, and they want to be special again, right? They want to be loved again, and so it's like, oh, here's my trans kid. See, we're special. My child is part of a minority group. They're part of a protected class. Do you like me now? Never mind the fact that I'm white, right?
Yep.
I feel like it's just more for brownie points or, you know, bragging. Like, here's my new purse.
But there's still sincere with it, though.
Wait. It used to be the biracial kid, or I adopted the black kid. That's a little less so now, right? Yeah. Now it's like, here's my trans kid.
So now, ironic that now they go back to their white kid, but they're pushing them to be trans.
Yes.
It's like, God damn it.
You guys are right. It's definitely for status. It's definitely to climb the little inverted hierarchy that they've built.
Yeah.
Like Angelina Jolie, too. Remember? She's like, and she even said, oh, I favor her. She favored her, all her adopted black kids over her blonde, blue eyed kids. And she would make these horrible comments like that. And then they both became trans or were dressing like the opposite sex. And gee, I wonder why.
Hopefully they didn't feel, rebel, you know?
Yeah. I think one of them has already gone back the other way. But of course, it's like the two cute white kids, you know? Yeah, so here we go. Sigourney Weaver, Charlize Theron, Cher, Busy Phillips, Tori Spelling, Cynthia Nixon, Ally Sheedy, Annette Bening, Warren Beatty, Sadie, I don't know who these are, Megan Fox have all publicly shared that their children identify as transgender or non-binary, and it's a longer list. And by the way, Megan Fox, turns out she had three sons, but now they're all trans. And I was like, what is Megan Fox up to? You guys, that's Megan Fox.
There's some great shot.
I was like, is this Rihanna? Is this Rihanna? No, it's
like
Megan Fox.
Kim Kardashian or something, right?
She used to be cute, even before the plastic surgery, before all the fillers, before, you know, they got to her in Hollywood or whatever. It was like, you know, she was cute. And now look at this mess.
Yep.
She's got the monarch mind control butterflies.
There you go. Yep. They got to send their signals.
Writing these like feminist books that just came out about how men, you know, just like men are awful and, you know, I hold all these secrets and sins for men and just all this like feminist garbage, right? Oh, gosh, it's like, well, you let yourself be used in Hollywood, yourself get to that point, right?
It's, I don't know, they just ruin themselves, you know what I mean? Look at that. Oh, my gosh.
And then she's awful, too, Drew Barrymore. Yeah, they're just sitting there just shitting all over men, basically.
The duck face. The duck face look, you know what I mean? Pouty
lip fillers to like a crazy degree.
Like, yeah, that's like a.
I told Henrik, I was like,
puckered anus.
She has almost. I never thought I would see the day where she's almost converged with Laura Loomer.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Like, how did that happen?
It's going the wrong direction.
Hemorrhoid mouth, you know, just what the
Oh my goodness!
Gosh, yeah,
the disgusting piercing. I mean, it's like she's trying to look like she's not white.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Kim Kardashian is trying to look white. I've noticed that too. They all just look the same. I don't know what it is. Is it a filter? Is it the makeup? What is it? They all look the same. I guess they're part of that same soup and sludge too as well. So they all just kind of, you know what I mean? Like they all affect each other and it just looks the same eventually.
This is what Hollywood does to young white girls.
Yeah.
This is how Hollywood ruins women.
Yep. Oh my gosh!
Have you noticed the trend too, where they're doing something to like put like fillers in their backside too? They're getting like
butt implants,
large booties and all sorts of strange stuff.
Yep.
It's a sort of Africanization of our culture. I mean, they're trying to they're promoting that to the level where it's getting in psychologically, and the women are modeling their own looks on this. It's so detrimental.
Yeah.
And why would you do that as a white woman? You're one of the most beautiful beings there is. What are you doing? You're going backwards.
Yep.
It's sad.
They ruin all of it, and they try to promote this right in the media hardcore and stuff. I'm just wondering if like I think there's a revolt against it. I'm just thinking of like the mainstream is kind of dying, but at the same time these trends are also they are taking over TikTok and, you know, YouTube and all that shit too. So there's no escape really, just because you go to it's worse on social media. I guess that's what's happened. It's even worse there now. Oh boy.
Yep.
All right.
That's what happens. That's what Hollywood does to women. And it's not a nice white conservative guys running Hollywood either.
You mean the Chinese?
You know, they always like to say, oh, these right wing guys treat women the worst. You know, they treat them like crap and they're chauvinists. Please. I mean, the whole Me Too movement was just a bunch of lefty and lots of Jewish men.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yep.
Seems like they had to back that off at some point because of that. It was getting a little too too much exposed on that angle, that there was a little too much of that sort of behavior in that particular demographic.
Yes.
They weren't liking that. They wheel that one back, you know.
Yeah, it did die down, didn't it? Yeah, you're right.
It's true. It's true. Well, I guess we can squeeze in. We have a few minutes here. We can squeeze in some of the Israel stuff. Quick mention here, but apparently the House took a stand against this anti-Israeli slogan. Did you see this here? House passes a resolution that the slogan "From the River to the Sea, Palestine will be free" is anti-Semitic, and its use must be condemned. Which means they're going to pass laws, I guess, eventually against it. But as people have been pointing out for a time now, this was just basically a response to the original party platform of the Likud party, who is the party in control of Israel right now, where they said Judea and Samaria will not be handed to any foreign administration. Between the sea and the Jordan, there will only be Israeli sovereignty. That was the line, right? So from the river to the sea became a response to this. And most people don't know that. Like, oh, but this is genocide. Well, what do you call this then?
Yeah, right? Jews think
Greater Israel.
Jews think it's like a Hamas line that calls for Israel's elimination, as though it means like, oh, let's throw Jews in the sea. But they say it because they see all of Palestine from the river to the sea as their homeland, right? And these proposed borders of this two-state solution would mean that the Jewish state would have, what was it, like 500,000 Palestinians living in it as a minority, and they won't be treated so good. But hey, I thought being a minority was a good thing. At least they tell us Europeans that in our homelands, right? So they see it as a Palestinian, see that as a Zionist plan to conquer the whole Palestine. So that's why they say it.
Yep.
From what I understand, on the flag itself, the Israeli flag itself, the two blue stripes with the white and the thing of the star in the middle, that the blue is representing the rivers, the river and the sea, right?
Yep.
Correct. So yeah. Yep. So like, they're responding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's as usual, right? That the mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me who most projections of them all
yes,
do.
Yes, right? Yes.
It's always that. Why are you attacking us like this? It's every time. This is a different thing here, but I just wanted to play this. This is a funny clip here. Just a level of neurosis, right? Because you can't press elevator buttons and you can't use electricity because somehow this God told me to. Anyway, here's a Jew making coffee here on the Shabbat. Check this out.
This is not a loophole. This is how we make coffee on Sabbath to not transgress. Take a look. We pour the coffee or put the coffee in the cup, but we cannot pour the water directly on it. So we have another cup that pumps.
What a lovely religion.
We use the electric presser or dispenser. We pump it out. This water has been heating for a long time. We take this water and pour it over into that cup.
Aha! Got him.
Pour your sugar inside.
Yahweh one, owned.
Two. I'm extra sweet. Oh my God.
Three.
Oh my goodness.
That's not a biblical commandment. You mix. I'm Yisrael Chai.
Yeah. Can we do that one again? That's his little pause before here. Here we go. You ready? One more time.
That's not a biblical commandment. You mix.
Here we go.
I'm Yisrael Chai.
Are you guys familiar with that phrase?
Whoa, that's hot.
No.
No. Apparently that I'm Yisrael Chai thing, it's like apparently that came from Mir Kahane, the guy that used to do the JDL, the Jewish Defense League terrorist group thing. There were like a bunch of thugs going around, like literally firebombs and stuff. So anyway, that's apparently like the Jewish equivalent of the 14 words, right?
Yeah.
They all say it now. And it's okay when they do it, right?
Yeah,
I think Schumer says it in like some of his speeches and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit more. Back to the clip.
The reason is because we don't cook on Shabbos, pouring boiling water onto these coffee kernels, if you call them. That's cooking. Halacha says, Jewish law says, that the pot that the water was boiling has the power when it's poured to actually cook. And we don't cook, so we pour it into another cup. From this cup, the second cup, we can pour it in, and thereby making sure we don't transgress a biblical commandment. A lot of these are not loopholes. In fact, all of them are not loopholes. These are parameters
They love their loopholes, don't they?
It's a can we somehow kind of twist and skew the law a little bit in our favor? So they want to do it, but then not. You can't do it, but let's do it anyway. And it's also this, I mean, obviously,
what a messed up religion. Jeez.
You know, this Yahweh thing, whatever, but like, why do you want to, like, if you believe, if you sincerely believe in this,
then just
whatever,
don't have your coffee.
But you're like, you're just tricking this god. Like, I'll trick him. You know what I mean? Like,
this
playing
water
tricks
boiler
on him, you know?
Is tricking.
What the fuck?
Imagine
the neurotic,
that.
Weird shit.
The infinite creator of the universe and all life, you can just con him by, like, doing a process in different sequences. What?
Yeah, which proves
he's
owned
Yahweh.
He's not that, right? He's some Canaanite volcano god that they adopted or whatever. Some weird. It's like this, neurotic superstition. We need two fridges and two, two stoves, right? Isn't that what they have? Like, this can't
the
touch that
kitchen,
and stuff. Yeah, it's like this weird, superstition. Weird, all these rules and laws. And it's the same thing with the commandments of now they're going to do the heifer, they're going to build a temple and all that stuff. It's like 613 specific things that like they have to get done in a specific pattern, and this can't have touched that, and the priest that oversees the burning of the heifers can't have walked on a graveyard or touched a body. Like, there's all these weird
superstitious
shit, you know?
Very.
What the hell is happening here?
Glenda Chinaman says, Freedom Shekels, thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. And White is Right says, Nick is my hero. You guys should work together more. Yeah, we'll definitely have you on more.
Indeed.
If
thank
you.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course.
Let me see
Good
here.
Time.
I think you have. Do you have a couple?
Michael 57DE. Jews have been that way forever. They twist their own laws so badly they make corkscrews look straight by comparison.
There you go. Good line.
Dog Whistler. Hey, I have not been able to listen to your last few Friday shows, but wanted to send my support. Well, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Lars Agerbach with an E says millions of young white people are Japanophiles, myself included. We love the entertainment, culture, and history of Japan. Next to none of them seem to consider if all this wonderful culture has something to do with the racial purity of Japan, though.
Mm-hmm.
How can people be blind to this obvious fact? Because they've been in it so long that they can't seem to see it.
Well, they're about to find out, I think, to be honest. If they're honest about looking at it, because they're still denying it in Western countries, obviously. But it's, exactly. And it's the same thing there. Like, oh, these great things in Western world. And again, that's why a lot of the migrants want to come to our countries, right? And then it's like, but, however, we can just, I guess, as Way of the World said, we can just kind of take their place, I guess, and we can become them, essentially. We can just kind of, displace and replace them, and then now we're here, and now we're it, you know. Nope, not going to work that way.
Paladin YYZ says, so far, so good. I'm so proud. No typos in my super chats. I guess I don't have to return this keyboard I just got from Ron Jeremy's garage sale.
Oh.
That's the Jew that was, he's in prison now, I think, right?
I think some kind of rape thing or something.
He's some pornographer, and he was walking around touching girls. I guess because he's a pornographer, I guess he just thinks he can touch all these goy girls all the time.
So pornographic actor.
Actor. Oh, not a star. Don't they call him a star?
Well, he's 71. I don't know what kind of porn star he could be.
But. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so he touched a bunch of, like, goy girls and, like, fingered them and stuff. And, now he's in jail. Ha-ha. So punishment not even sufficient, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, get him out of the public. Holy shit.
Wow.
Michael 57D says, hail Henrik and Lana, hail Nick, hail our gods, and hail our Voke. A great start to the weekend. Red Ice and NNR together on Friday and seeing Heilung tomorrow in Wisconsin. Best weekend
nice.
Ever.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
Enjoy.
Awesome. Unfortunately, they're shitlibs, but they do some decent music.
Yeah, they got mad that we used one of their tracks.
Yeah, they did. We're going to sue you.
They really?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that's sad.
This is on Facebook, right?
Did you see Plasma on Odyssey? This is for Bogpilled. Yeah, that's fine. The Bogdanoff brothers. Megan Fox is Bogpilled. Tell Andrew Tate, I'd rather fuck Hulk Hogan. There you go, exactly. Yeah, remember these guys? Oh, no, I'm not showing it on screen. I'm sorry. I do apologize. Bogdanoff, right? You guys remember? Here we go. The French.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Bogdanoff? They became some kind of like crypto meme. They picked them up. But yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Thank you, Plasma.
Oh, my goodness.
I just don't understand how she looks at her face. She's so pretty and then just thinks, okay, she's approaching 40, whatever. But it's just like, I need more fillers. I need more Botox. I need more of this and that and that. I need my fifth, boob job and another nose shave. And
it's just
going and going and going. Like,
it's not far off, right? It's getting there.
And all that stuff is going to make her age horribly when she stops doing it. You know, what's going to be left there after all?
It's her whole adult life. Everyone kept telling her that her value was connected to her appearance, right, like that. And then once it starts to go, she doesn't age gracefully. Instead, she's like, let's just, do work until it reverts. And unfortunately, you end up fog pilled as a
plasma. Oh, man. Yeah, and it's just what goes on in there tells you that it's like it's a mental instability that they can look in the mirror and think that that looks good. Like,
yeah,
I'm,
there's so
I'm
many
looking
of them.
Good.
Well, and it's also that's, this kind of doesn't look, let me do some more of it. You know, it's not this like, you know, what happened to less is more, right? This is a, more is more. More is more. Just like a screw your whole face off. Hey, I'll better do some more plastic surgery. Maybe some more fillers will take care of it. And it's like, again, like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Divorced, got three trans kids and, you know, pumping fillers in the face. Like, life is good.
Yeah, it's, you know, full on robotics. We didn't get to that today, but yeah, that's a funny segment. We could do one. We could do one more. This was a funny. Remember this one? Will you think of the 6,000,001?
I laugh so hard. Please.
Israeli hiker dies after slipping off cliff.
2019
is
still funny.
Eagle's nest. Yeah, this is a classic. Adi Maas, 30, falls to his death while climbing to popular tourist site in southern Germany.
Boy, me.
Yeah.
The comments were hilarious. Somebody said, "Oopsie waffin," I think.
Oh my gosh. That's a good. I haven't seen this one. Quick reparations.
Hitler in the sky.
Oh my gosh. Good stuff. We appreciate it. Sorry I laughed a little too early.
Yeah.
Fiddler on the roof. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Digger on the ground. Cliff is anti-Semitic.
You realize they hate that we're laughing about this, right?
Oh, of course.
They hate
Does it? I mean, technically, is it illegal now not to say it's 6,000,001? Will you go to jail for not saying 6,000,001? What? Because if you get, I mean, if you begin questioning numbers, am I right? Then what's you can't do one number here or there.
Yeah, exactly. Right? What's one precise. Digit? One digit versus 500,000.
Oh man!
Thank you so much, Handler over on Odyssey. Thank you very much, generous based guest host, Night Nation Review. Dialed me back into Red Ice. Great content, guys. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Handler. Very kind of you. All right. All right.
Well, oh, Dog Whistler, one more says, yep. If I need a loophole, I know who I'm hiring to be a lawyer. Yeah, well, there's plenty of them.
Who are you going to hire? Do you get that one? Or maybe the lawyer we talked about, or maybe that
one. Yes.
All right. Yeah, we'll do. There was a couple of others there, but I think we'll do those next time. Yeah, we'll do. Unless you want to go to the the dwarf. No?
Yeah, you will say that the next time.
Okay, all right, we'll do that. That's funny. All right. Hey, Nick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes. Of course, man. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun having you here, so thank you, sir. Why don't we let's do some plugs here so people know where to check out your stuff. Give us some of the websites and where people can watch you stream and all that. You do it each night, right? Or 5 days a week? Is that what you do?
Yeah, every weekday. So, 5 days a week at 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. Of course, nightnationreview.com, which you see on the screen. You find me on Odyssey, Rumble, DLive, and Entropy.
Nice. Of course, X Twitter as well at Real Night Nation. You can find them right there as well. Yeah, it was great having you here, man. We should definitely
thank
do
you.
It.
Definitely.
Definitely do it again.
Good
for
time.
Sure.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. I got to say, I've been such a big fan of you guys for so long, and I modeled my show in a way off what you guys do, so it's been a real honor. You know, it's been a real treat.
Cool. I'm glad we inspire others to go on and do it ourselves. And then they go on to wake up people. They go on to produce their stuff and more. And that's how we grow.
The more the better.
Exactly. Fantastic. All right, man. Thank you so much again. We really appreciate you. So have a nice
have a good weekend.
Friday night.
Have a great weekend.
I think you're doing a stream later tonight too, right? I think you did.
I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Holy cow.
What time?
Load it up. So 10 p.m. Yeah. Let's do it. 10 p.m.
All right. Tune in, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too. All right, there we go. Cool stuff. We're going to wrap up here too, but obviously we're gonna make a little plug here right at the end, stuff like that. But yeah, thank you guys for joining us today. We appreciate the support as well. We'll be back with Western Warrior next, as usual. Check out redicemembers.com. We can do a little plug for that here too. So please head on over there, sign up if you want to support what we do. Where are we at here? There we go. We got the latest up Wednesday, right? So go check that out, Western Warrior. Some of the best stuff that we do. It's only $10 a month. And, of course, helps to support us. But if you want it cheaper, if you want to pay less per month, you can get a longer subscription. You get that down maybe like 35%. If you get a two-year, well, what do we have? 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, and 2 years as well. as a one-time payment thing. So check that out, redassmembers.com. You can sign up over at Odyssey as well. Subscribestar and Locals. It's redeyestv.locals.com. And keep in mind, those Odyssey Subscribestar Locals will get you instant access right away, and there will be some of the latest stuff there. If you want to get full access to our archives, sign up at redeyestmembers.com. And right now, we hope to change that, of course, but right now we have a manual activation process for that. So thank you for your patience. We have a donor box widget that you have to use. That's just one of the money upsides of being banned from some of the major payment processors. But
more work for us. Yay.
Yeah, exactly. More admin work. But anyway, we appreciate you guys for your patience. And if you do, for some reason, slip through the cracks or something, just send us an email, redice@protonmail.com, and we'll get you activated ASAP. But anyway, we're working on changing that. We're going to have a plugin, so hopefully that lasts. We'll see how long that lasts.
So. Yeah, I hope so.
Yes. Yeah. All right. We also want to say thanks to our producers today. We have T. Lothrop Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lap, Jake, Red Pill Rundown, French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeeves, President Obunga, Mongoose. We also have William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, The Ride Never Ends, Dilbob, Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart, Purple Haze. We also have Rex Ballington, Commie Combo Deal, The Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony. We also have Penelope 7 USA, Bertrand Comparet, Dixie Drone Force, Arctic Wolf. Good to see you guys in chat today as well. Europe Awake is our latest executive producer. Thank you guys. Also, thanks to our producers, Mr. Walker, 696, Johansson, Leroy Dumont, Snarkpop, Eyes Open, Mr. Lemry, Yurinu, Obadiah Hexwill, Perfect Brute, Single Action Army, Lord H.P. Lovecraft. We also have Trevor, Der Schwabe, Sonata for Violin, ExposeFlyers.com, Whitewater Rafting Fan, and Jetfire. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. If you do want to get one of those, you can upgrade on Odyssey or Subscribestar or RedIceMembers.com. Get a shout-out at the end of the show. And get some resources our way. Okay, anything else, Lana?
That's right. Thank you so much, everyone who's giving Gives and Go. It's a big help.
Yes, exactly.
Still have more to go. Givesandgo.com/PalmgrenBaby. Check it out.
Let me show that
real quick. Appreciate it so much.
That's right. And if you're new, if you don't know what it's about, there's a video on the website there that shows you why we're doing this and what the reason is, whatever.
But, the story is.
Thank you to everyone who's helped with that. We really appreciate it. I think we're... Yeah, we're a little bit over 10% now, I think, because of some generous donations through Cash App and checks and stuff like that. Thank you so much, everybody. If you do want to help out, and if you can, if you're able to, we really appreciate it. But we're gonna make it happen one way or another. That's how it goes. All right. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for sitting in, everybody, today. Thank you for tuning in live, or if you're watching later in the archives, we appreciate all your support. I want to make sure we're caught up everywhere so we didn't miss anybody? I think we're good, Lana?
I think we're good.
We're good. All right. So have a great rest of your Friday or Saturday, depending on where you are. We'll be back with Weekend Warrior, as we said. Until then, take care, everybody.
See ya.
Thank you for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.